Yes, the pasuk says v'nasam b'yavu. The husband has to do the nesina, either the husband or the shliach of the baal. That's the xeris hakasa b'shilah. Husband can make a shliach. So there are three people who cannot serve as a shliach. Cherushay to the cotton. Okay, that we know. The Gemara says that we understand. The way we have the gears in the Gemara, it says b'shleima cherushay to the cotton la b'nei deya ninu. La b'nei deya is the reason why they can't serve as a shliach. What kind of an explanation is that? So Rashi explains the Gabi Shlichis Ish Beinon, Veloy Kotten, the Shlichis Nafkulam, and Vikulham Ish, Selebei Sovis, Echel Lokech Likulam. That's what it says in Kiddushin. Is that what it says in Kiddushin? That's not what I don't think it says that in Agamar. Vikulham Ish, Echel Lokech Likulam. That's the mocha for Shlichis. You have a miyut, ish prat l'kotten. So the miyut, in some cases, it goes ish prat l'kotten only. It doesn't include cheresh and shaitan. In other places, he says ish prat l'cheresh shaitan v'kotten. How do you know when it goes on cheresh shaitan v'kotten? Take for example, what did Tosfos say by chalitza? That big Tosfos on Chabes and Beis. Tosfos said, a cotton cannot do chalitza because ish ksib pashe. How does it say? Chalipin. Yeah. Kachi yasal ish, hashaliv nes beisachi. So it says kachi yasal ish, ish prat lekotin. Today you don't say ishprat lecherish out of the cotton. You don't say ishprat lecotton, and a cherish is no good because eino biyama biyamro. Because you need the kriyas apsukim, and even though we pass on the kriyas apsukim is not miakeves, but kidur abzera. The amar abzera kol sheni roi levila bili miakeves bo. Whoever, if you bring a korban mincha and you didn't do blila, you mixed in, you did matan shevet, you didn't do the blila's kosher b'di'evet, but if you have samach aleph as trained mikli echad, and it's impossible, physically impossible to do the blila, then it's worse. Then it's considered a bigger chisar. Even though both cases just didn't do blila. As in a roila blila, so it's worse. True, we pass in la halacha like the Tana, that if you didn't do the kriya sapsukim, the chalitza is kosher b'di'evet, but if you're unable to do the kriya sapsukim, it's a cheresh ein medaber. Even if he's shameya, just an ilim. Ilim v'ilemis cannot do chalitza. So mela cherish can't do chalitza either. So the Tosfos said, each one is a different din. Kotnas learned out from the pasuk ish, kocha yasal ish, ish prat l'kotn. And the cherish b'charesh is just as bad, if not worse, than the ilim v'ilemis. That is ein eroi lebila, ein eroi lekriya sapsukim. And the shaita is no good. This is quoted at Tosefta. The Rambam is Perkid Aleph. Shaita can't do chalitza for a different reason, because he's a lav. He doesn't understand anything at all. Bechlal, he doesn't understand. And by chalitza, the din is niskaven hu v'loy niskaven hi. Niskaven hi v'loy niskaven hu is not a good chalitza at shiskaven shneim. That's what Tosefta quotes in the Gemara. So shaita is not considered niskaven. So how come over there you say ish only prat l'kotten? And over here you say, ish, not only prat l'kotten, you say prat l'cherishay to the cotton. How do you know? So mistam, in each case you have to figure out what's the nature of the drosha. Here the Tanoim understood ish. Iklem ish sele de sovis. Rashi claims that that's the mocha. I don't know, and Agamar doesn't say it like that. Rashi says that's the mocha of the institution of shlichas. Echad l'keach avur kulam. So since it says ish, it doesn't only mean ish prat the cotton, it goes ish prat the cherish shayt of the cotton. We understand the miyut of cotton because he's a lab bardas, the cherish and shayt is also a lab bardas. Now, Sheni came by chalitza, you don't really need das, you just need kavana. So cotton is a bar hochi of kavana. So the pasuk says ish prat the cotton, so that must be a xeris a cause of only cotton. You have to judge in each case. Sometimes the word ish means prat the cherish shayt of the cotton. Ish prat l'kotten. Ish always means prat l'kotten. But sometimes it means prat l'kotten because the cotton is a la bardas. And whenever that's the reason for the prat l'kotten, then it includes also cherish and shaitan. But by chalitza, it doesn't make any sense to say ish prat l'kotten because he's a la bardas. Chalitza doesn't need das. Leisa b'shlichus, leisa b'tanai. Doesn't need that, just needs kavana. So a kotn can have kavana. So it must be a zegzeris akos, prat l'kotn only. So it doesn't cover a chayv b'shizvos. So a chayv b'shizvos is a different reason.
Isn't the time of the crop, they say that it, the kotn is because it doesn't have
da'af? We always use svara in establishing what the yalfuses are. Loi dashin and machloik is hatarayim, whether dashin in time of the crop, loi dashin in time of the crop, is a different machlek. Is that when the Torah gives us a mitzvah, either a mitzvah sasei or a mitzvah sleisei sasei, and it doesn't say what the reason is, and we suggest the reason, and then we're going to say that the mitzvah only applies under those circumstances when the reason applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. So that's the machlek zatanaim. So Reb Shimon holds taket darshin and time in the krop. That's from the midrash alternative reshus bam. And the reason for the mitzvah regulates the application of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason the mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. And we pass from that. But here we're not really talking about a mitzvah. We're talking about a yalfusak zeris hakosav. It's one little prat. It says ish prat lekotin. Ish prat lekotin says by ishlichas. Ish prat lekotin says by chalitza. Ish prat lekotin. So we want to establish what's the nature of the miut. So sometimes we say the nature of the miut is Prat l'kotam because he's lacking das, and hu adinam yicherish and shaita are in the same boat together. And sometimes you say ish prat l'kotam, it doesn't make sense to say because he's lacking das. Doesn't need das. You have to use svara to establish what the nature of the alfusa is. Yeah. This was the girsa of Rashi, the la b'nei dayanim. The Rashboa has a whole arichas over here that before Rashi they had a totally different girsa. Vishleim acherishat v'katan dalab b'nei krisus ninu. Dalab b'nei, he didn't have the girsa b'nei krisus. Dalab b'nei toira ninu. Different girsas. But Rashi has the girsa dalab b'nei deya ninu. Dalab b'nei deya ninu. Whoever is not a bardas cannot serve as a shlich. Okay. So the Mishnah lists off five people who cannot serve the Shlich. That we understand. That's a Mishnah in Trumas also. It says that there are five people that cannot be Mafrish Trumas. Cheroshet v'Kotten are three, because they're lab b'nei dayaninu. And even if the Kotten is a Mufla Hasamach Leish, and the Mishnah says there's a Machlek in Satanayim, a year before Bar Mitzvah, it's called the Mufla Hasamach Leish. So the din is that Nidor of Nivdokim, when it comes to Inyoni HaFloh, when it comes to Gitni, Kedusha, Mekir, HaMemkar, the Kotten until Bar Mitzvah is considered a La Bar Das. Doesn't help that he's a year before Bar Mitzvah and is excelling in his studies in Yeshiva. He's still called a La Bar Das. But B'negeit, Inyoni HaFloh, so we say that Nidor of Nivdokim, if he knows what he's talking about, then the Neder is Chal. So not only true regarding Neder, there's a Machlek Satanoim, and the Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that if the mufla samach liyish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, is mafrish truma, or is mafrish ma'aseh sheni, or is paida ma'aseh sheni, all this is included in haflah, is magdish karbonis, everything is called haflah. Haflah means anything that's chal ayidei amira, it's chal ayidei dibur. Rashi writes on the pasuk in Parshas Nosoi, Bar Nozir, Isho isha kiafli linder neder nozer lahazel Hashem. So Rashi says, kiafli parlay belaz, to speak. Yafli min haflah, to talk. The Rambam has 14 svarim, the Yad HaChazaka. So one volume is Sefer Haflah, all about the Dorim and Nazirus and Shvus and Hagdashus and Charamim and Erechen and Nazirus. All of that is included in Haflah. So the din is that, so we pass like the Tana that a mufla samach liish can not only take from Dorim, he can be mafresh truma also. Can I make him a shliach for me to be mafresh truma for me? So the pashtus is that not. That even though he's a yeshna b'toras hafrasha struma, the nafshei, if the cotton hamuflo samach liish has his own tevel, he has the ability to be mafresh truma, but he cannot serve as a shliach. Because in order to serve as a shliach, you have to be a bardas. That's the gemara. B'shlem echerosh at the cotton la b'nei deyaninu. Pashtus says they can't serve as a shliach even in an area where they are isa b'de nafshayu. If he's leisa b'de nafshei, so then he can't serve as a shliach for a different reason. Whoever's any b'toras cannot serve as a shliach. That's the Gemara in Chav Gimel on the base. The Gemara had a shaila, what about Eved? Eved, two lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel on the Aleph. The Gemara had the suffix. Eved, ma'u she yasa shliach l'kabel get disha miyad b'ayla. So the answer was given is Zeinu B'Torahs. However, Zeinu B'Torahs cannot serve as a shliach. We were just discussing yesterday at Lent, Gemara Kiddushin, Mem Aleph says like that. But according to the Tana Reb Shimon, Tosis quotes it on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Masvil Trumasa Truma. According to the Tana Reb Shimon, that a Nachri cannot be Marfish Truma. Nachri is not believed to be Marfish Truma. It's not from the Shevet Mitzvahs B'Nech. The Shevet is if a Nachri has a farm in Eretz Yisrael. If he has a farm in Chutz Lord, so a Jew can't be Marfish Truma either. It's just not Chav. But if a Nachri has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, he's not believed to be Marfish Truma, but he wants to volunteer. Will it be Chav? Will the Truma be Chal? So that's a machlek, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon holds that it's not Chal at all. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Me'mal of Hamaveis, Tosfos quotes it here, Trumas of Truma. That if you hold like Reb Shimon, that a Nachri is Zeinu B'Torahs Hafrashas Truma, period, even though he's a Bar Hochi of Haflo, he could be Magdush Karbonis, Ish. The Rabbis of Sanochim should know Drim and the Dorim and the Dovis Ki Yisrael. That's what Rashi quoted. Even the Nochri is a bar hafla that he has the ability to be Magdush Karbonis, and I should have established from that he should also have the ability to be Mafresh Truma. That's how Rashi and Tosis learn over here. But nonetheless, Reb Shimon has Exeris Akasa B'nei Yisrael Ksiv, the Truma Ksiv B'nei Yisrael, and when Mamaita the Nochri does not have the ability to be Mafresh Truma, on Tevel de Nafshe, if it grew in his own farm. So once the Nochri is Zeinu B'Torahs Hafrashas Truma, so the Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that a Jewish farmer cannot appoint a Nochri as a shliach to be Mafrish Truma on his behalf. Whoever is Zeinu B'Torahs cannot serve as a shliach. So that was the old girsa here. On Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the first line after the Mishnah, so the Rashbo had the girsa, B'shlei Mecherish Et V'Kotten are not able to serve as a shliach Lo'ilocha because they're Zeinu B'Torahs giving their own get, since they cannot... Eidah B'Torahs get Nikidushin, since they cannot give a get, so they cannot serve as a shliach for the Baal to give the get. Yeah, we don't have that girsa. The girsa that we have is Eidah B'Torahs shliach is period. Whoever is Allah B'Adas can't serve as a shliach anywhere. Even if it would have been Yeshdan B'Torahs, even if it's a Mufla Samach Liish, and one would assume a Mufla Samach Liish is able to be Mafresh Truma, that I cannot have him be Mafresh Truma on my behalf. But see, Pesach Frank has a difficult shuva. In Hilchos Shabbos, in the Har Tzvi, in Hilchos Shabbos. So he has a situation where they baked some challahs and they weren't Mafresh Truma, so save a little bit over for after Shabbos. Apparently, after Shabbos, it's Erev Pesach. So they're not going to leave over any, not going to leave anything over. So you're not allowed to eat it. The din is, if you have Tevel B'chutz Lord, the din is Echad B'Helach V'Achkach Mafresh, provided that there's going to be an Achakach Mafresh. But if you know in advance you're going to eat up all the challah, you're not going to leave anything over. After Hadolah, there won't be anything left. Because tonight is going to be Pesach already. This afternoon is going to be Pesach, Shchol is B'Shav, you can't leave anything over. So you're not allowed to eat anything. That's a Machlokes Achronim. Shari Tshuva, next to the Behetim, quotes this Machlokes Achronim. That once Erev Pesach was Shchol is B'Shav, and some of the people forgot to be Mafresh Challah, so it was a big machlokes among the Rabbanim in the 1600s. And some Rabbanim said, the fact that Oichel V'Holach V'Achkach Mafresh, the fact you're allowed to eat the Tevel, provided that you're going to be Mafresh later on, shows that there is no Isad Tevel. You can't be Matan Tevel or Mafresh. It's just a mitzvah safrosha. So if you can't do the mitzvah safrosha, so garnish. So you can eat all of the Isa from Chutz Loretz. And if you can't be mafresh later on, it's nish. So you don't have the... Why should you throw it out? Why should you say you're not allowed to eat? It can't be that it's an isa tevel. If it were an isa tevel, because Lord, it wouldn't make sense. Achakach mafresh can't be matem an isa tevel amafreh. And most of the achrayim, the accepted opinion is not so. No, chutz Lord, also there is an isa tevel. Echel v'holach v'achakach mafresh means he can be matem isa tevel retroactively. Why? Something like breira. Something along the lines of Yesh Breira in the Rabban is considered as if Hubra Dovala Mafreya, that this was always the Tevla. It's not really Breira, because Breira is only if you would have designated in advance. When he baked the Chalas on Erev Shabbos, if he would have said, whatever bit of Challah I will designate as Challah, I hereby declare that it should become Challah now. And he didn't decide yet which is going to become Challah. Then after Abdullah, he separates a little bit. So then you can say, Huvra Dovala Mafreya, since he said on Erev Shabbos, whatever bit of bread I will designate after Havdalah, Eschala should not become if he said. But he never said it. We're talking, Eichel Beholach Vachach Mafrish, in Tevel, Bechutzlorz, and Chalos Chutzlorz, it's good even if he never made such a declaration in advance. It's not really based on the din of Yesh Brera and Rabba. It's a special kulam. So still, we still assume that most of the poskim assume that it's not just a mitzvah safrosha. Some rabbanim still go with that. They assume that it's just a mitzvah safrosha and there is no isur tevel. So some might even say that the mitzvah safrosha is only if you kneaded the dough yourself. If I bought it, if I bought from a bakery, it's a Jewish bakery and they're not mafresh challah, so it's not my responsibility. I don't have the mitzvah to be mafresh challah. There's no isur tevel. You can't be an isur tevel. How can you say you're matal mafrei after eating the tevel? You undo the isur tevel. It can't be. Elamai, it's just a mitzvah safrosha. So the mitzvah safrosha is only muteles on the baker, the one who mixed the flour with the water. And if I bought it from the bakery and I know that they're not mafresh challah, I'm not mechuyav. That's what some want to say. The pashta says the whole thing is wrong from the beginning to the end. The pashta says echel v'halach v'achkach mafresh means there is an isur tevel. Mishkanas Yankov has a tshuva about that, and the Shari Tshuva next to the Be'etiv quotes from I think 100 years before the Mishkanas Yankov, maybe more than 100 years before the Mishkanas Yankov, that most of the poskim held that there is an isur tevel yimatal on afreid. So the shayla in this case, let's say erev Pesach shcholius b'Shabbos, and you have chalas, and they forgot to be mafresh the chala from it. So there's a din, you're not allowed to be mafresh chala on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mafresh shemes ma'isa on Shabbos. See, Pesach Frank has a difficult tshuva. He says, appoint a cotton who's a mufla samach liyish, ask him to be mafresh chala. So isn't that an isa osa l'achila b'yadayim? I encourage a little. The kid is a year before bar mitzvah. Another couple of months, he's going to become bar mitzvah. So I tell him, you be mechal Shabbos. Isn't that an isa to encourage a child, even if it's not my child, someone else's child?
He's allowed to do it
to himself.
He's going to eat. The only way he
could
eat is
by the mafresh.
He's allowed to.
Shouldn't we tell a kid you're not allowed to eat it?
We don't. Do we stop a kid that has to do something for himself? We stop him on Shabbos?
We do? Half a year before bar mitzvah. I would assume that you do stop. The Gemara says the kot noichal nevelos ein bezem mitzuvin lahafrisha. The kid can eat all the chazer and bez doesn't have to. I think we assume the parents for sure have to stop him. Other people don't have to stop him if he's doing an aveira. That's the Gemara. Kot noichal nevelos ein bezem mitzuvin lahafrisha. Bezem means outsiders. The Rishonim asked that kasha. How can it be? Isn't there a chiyuv chinuch? How can you say kot noichal nevelos ein bezem mitzuvin lahafrisha? What happened to the din of chinuch? So the Rishonim have a big split, 50-50. After the Rishonim answer, chinuch is only on mitzvahs, not on averus. The kid can do all the averus he wants. We just have to tell him, next week you're going to be bar mitzvah, you can't do the averus. And even the parents don't have to stop. But the chinuch is mutal on everybody, not only the parents, on everybody. And the chinuch is only on mitzvahs, not on averus. And other Rishonim give a different answer. That the chinuch is mutal only on the parents, but on the parents it's tak both on mitzvahs and on averus. And if the parent sees that the kid is eating treifas, the kid is being mechal Shabbos, they have to stop him. But if the stranger on bezdin means bezdin and others other than the parents, so they don't have the chiyuv chinuch mutal on them. So not only do they not have to stop the child when he's eating chazer, they're not mechuyav even to be mecharechem to new mitzvahs either. So this everybody agrees to, that if the kid is doing an avera, others don't have to stop him. That everyone agrees to that. But the parents, we assume, we are machmer like both opinions. The parents are mechuyav to stop the child if he's doing an avera. That's part of chinuch. And acherim have a chiyav chinuch on other people's children as far as mitzvah saseh is concerned. We're machmer on both sides. Rabbi Pesach Frank has a tshuva where he's matir to ask a child before bar mitzvah mufal asamach liyish to be mafresh the truma, to be mafresh the challah for us.
Maybe a stranger tells
you,
not the father.
Could be, but that's also that's mutter. That's not called osa l'achila b'yadayim. I encourage the child to do something wrong. The Gemara says for sure osa l'achila b'yadayim. That's a machlek. Is the Rambam and the Rashba? The Rashba holds osa l'achila b'yadayim is only on isurim deraisa. Doesn't apply to Yisurim the Rabbanim. And the Rambam assumes that it even applies to Yisurim the Rabbanim. Yeah, but the main problem that he talks about, he deals with all these problems. The main problem he talks about is, how can he serve as a shliach for me? The kid is a katan. He's a mufla samach liish. A year before bar mitzvah, he has the ability to do haflor. He's a barachi of haflor. But he's still a lapar das. How can he serve as mashliach? So he has a tshuva. He dug up a tesis in kedushin that the only case where he's, the only time a cherishot v'katan cannot serve as a shliach is only it's leisa b'din nafshei. But whenever it's isa b'din nafshei, then he can. Yeah, but that's not what it says in our editions of the Gemara. It doesn't say the Rashba's girsa. It says by us, the laben edayin ninu. Doesn't say because lab ena b'toris git mikidushin. That was the girsa's ha Rashba ena b'toris git mikidushin.
But he says also said this in the Talmud. He said that
That's probably the Tosis that he quotes. He probably quotes this Tosis, right? The Shadish, whether we really pass on like that, that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush, that there is no independent psul of a Cherishot v'Kotten. You don't say because a Lab and Eidas they can't serve as a Shliach. Because the Lab and Eidas, so therefore they cannot give a get. So ain't a b'teiras, that's why. But if he would have been b'teiras, then it would have been good, even though he's a lab bardas. That's the taisus that he paskens like. That's a chiddush. But the pashtus is not so. The pashtus is a cherishot v'katan is a lab b'nei shlichus, even in an area where he is isibid in nafshei. Not like that taisus. Yeah. So again, the Mishnah has five people. So the Mishnah says three of them we understand no problem. Cherishot v'katan, Allah b'nei das and Allah b'nei shlichus. Then it says, "Oyve kachom." So oyve kachom nami the labar heteru. What do you mean labar heteru? Eini b'toros git mikidushin. Whoever's eini b'toros, that's what he means labar heteru. So he cannot serve if he say labar heteru. Tosis writes, "Diba maschal lo v'kachom." Who didn't have the matzah? The man mishun debinu shlochachem b'nei bris. He should have said that a nochri is ainu b'toras shlichus even for mekach hamemkar. Well, he is b'toras mekach hamemkar. A nochri can't be a shliach. The Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara says because the nochri is ainu b'toras gerishin. Whoever is ainu b'toras cannot serve as a shliach. So Tosis says this reason. But Avik Echavim is not Bar HaTera, is more inclusive than the other reason. If you say a Nochri cannot serve as a Shliach at all, so it would only apply to a Nochri, wouldn't apply to Nevik Naini. So Nevik Naini, who is Jewish, he has a Nixas Kedushin Sisro. You would say maybe he would be able to serve as a Shliach Lahilachas Aget. And that was the Gemara Shaila, Bo Minem Rabbah Me'ev Mashiach as a Shliach. But Gerish, and the Gemara came to the conclusion that it's no good, because the Eved is Eine B'Tera. So that's what the... That's what Tosfos explains. The Gemara wanted to give a reason that's more inclusive. Av kachavim can serve as a shliach for halachas haget. The lar bar heteruhu zeinu b'toras krisus, and not only an av kachavim, even an evik nani as well. But the shaila is suma amai loy. Why is a suma fasa lahavias haget? What's the problem? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sheshet, the Shem Dev, Yimotla Minosla." He doesn't know what he's doing. What do you mean? A shliach lahilocha has to know that he was appointed by the Baal. How does he know? Maybe they're giving him something else. How does he know? He doesn't see what's happening. So the Gemara says, "How can he know for sure that he was appointed as a shliach by the Baal and he gave him the get? If he doesn't see, he doesn't know what's going on." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? He doesn't know what's going on? Maskel Rav Yosef, why doesn't he know what's going on?" Maskifla Rav Yosef, some of the Amoraim was Suman. Which one? Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef?
Both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah.
They were both blind.
Both.
Rav Sheshes says a blind man doesn't fully know what's going on. Rav Yosef says, why not? Rav Yosef says, Hech Suman Mutta Vishta, Hech Bnei Alam Termina Shasem Balaila. Balaila, no one can see what's happening. It's dark. Ela, the answer is b'tviyaseinu d'kola. That's also a valid way of identifying, of recognizing people and things. Achanam b'tviyaseinu d'kola. So why can't the Summa serve as a shliach lo'ilocha based on t'viyaseinu d'kola?
Why does he have to know who's giving it and who's giving it to?
Yeah, but maybe there are two people sitting there. He recognizes the husband's voice. The husband says, "My name is so and so. Here's a get. Give it to my wife." And someone else gives him a newspaper. So how does he know?
He doesn't need it. It makes no difference. But then he gives it to the woman. If it's a get, she's with the rest. His idea of it should be going mine of the married not having a get. And he gave him a newspaper. So this time it wasn't a get. But if it was a get, then it should be a good get.
Mm-hmm.
How does his knowledge of this have to do with the Alois' gesture?
But I think he has to have knowledge, he has to have awareness that he is a shliach, lo'ilocha saget. So let's say the husband says, "Here's a get, give it to my wife," and someone else gives him something else. So he doesn't even know that he doesn't even know for sure that he's a shliach lo'ilocha saget.
That won't be in the shlichas, but if it is, then it is in the shlichas.
I mean, a man comes and he says, "I think I may be a shliach." That's enough. I think I'm a shliach. I'm not sure.
He says he is. He thinks he is. It could be he's wrong.
How can he even think that he is wrong? Sheshit said he doesn't know what he's talking about. Sheshit says that blind people don't know what they're talking about when it comes to tangible objects. He doesn't know for sure. So the shliach, apparently he thinks the shliach has to say with definite certainty, "I was appointed as a shliach by the husband to give this get to the wife."
The Mishnah, they don't have base, so if he loses one, so he can't get the other. He doesn't know
which one. Right. But he knows he was appointed as a shliach for halachas aget by the husband. Yeah. He knows definitely he was given a get by the husband. He was appointed a shliach. Here, the guy's not even sure he was given a get by the husband. He's not sure about anything. So Rav Sheshis, they both hold that that's a problem. The shliach has to know for sure that he was appointed as a shliach lo halacha saget. The only difference is Rav Yosef holds this tviyaseinu d'kola, so that's called yediyah. And Rav Sheshis was afraid that that's not enough of a yediyah. Tviyaseinu d'kola is enough for Yisav Heter, for other things, but it's not enough that he should know that he's serving as a shliach lo halacha saget. Yeah. Rav Yosef says it's not a problem. Rav Yosef says you have tviyaseinu d'kola. Yeah. Tosfos quotes over here, there's a Gemara in Yesh Nochlin. Let's say Eidim were watching when Reuben lent $1,000 to Shimon. And they saw Reuben, Shimon, they identified, they saw him give over $1,000, Alvar. And then they lost their sight, they lost their ability to see. So Tosfos, the last Tosfos on Amud Aleph, quote that Gemara from Yesh Nochlin. The aid saw the incident when he was still able to see. Then vinistama, then he became a summa, he became blind. Even though he knows what he's talking about 100%, he knows that. He knows who Reuben is, he knows who Shimon is. He saw that Reuben lent Shimon $1,000. Now he can't see. He doesn't have to be able to see now. He just says that Reuben lent Shimon $1,000. At that time he saw everything. And nonetheless, he sees that it's a psul aguf. Gemara just says if he was a pasuach, his eyes were open. He was able to see. Vinis taman, he lost his vision. Then chazer, vinis pateach, then he regained his vision later. So then, since it's trilos of a sofa bekashrus, it's okay. But if it's trilos of bekashrus, it's sofa bepsul, if he was a pasuach, vinis tamei, and he became blind, then the Gemara says, yes, it's no good. So why does Rav Yosef say over here that since it's tviyaseinu d'kola, there's no problem? No, but assume as a psul eidus. It doesn't even help if he knows 100% what he's talking about. Even if at the time that the halvua occurred, at the time that the husband gave him the get, he was able to see. It should still be no good. Whoever is assume as psul eidus. So Taisa says, no, that's not a problem. Shani hocha, the gav get afil ishen amen. Even kroivim anemon. And they dechod is neman, and isha is neman, and they see that anything goes over here. we were makel that all the psulim are acceptable. So asuma is also one of the many psulim. So that's not a problem. So what do you mean? We're makel benegir to a din de rabbanon or makel benegir to a din de rais? I mean to say befana nechtam we're makel. To say I am the shliach, that's a din de rais. But that doesn't have any hilchas edus. When the man says, I am the shliach, that's not governed with the rules and regulations of hilchas edus. When he says, b'fanenechtam, that's a din of hilchas edus. So that's what Tosfos says in hilchas edus, there's a din that is possible, and the shliach lo halacha says, b'fanenechtam, that should really be a hagadas edus. But Tosfos says, we should have really required two for kiyam ashtar. Rabbi Islay the Rabbi, everybody agrees that you should really need the... You should really need the for kiyam ashtar. Kiyam ashtar should really need two, so we're makel with one. So because the whole need for kiyam ashtar is only with the rabbanon. So if you makel for one, then you makel for isha, then you makel for isha atzma, you makel for krovim and krovos, so you makel for suma also. We're not being mekel in hilchas shlichus, we're being mekel in hilchas edus. And the hilchas edus aspect that's necessary over here, that the shlich l'aloch is say b'fon anechtav, that's only with the rabbanon. On the level of the raisa, you don't need any b'fon anechtav. So that's what Tosfos says, that they were mekel. Shani ochre gabi get afilish in emenus. They were mekel on that. So they were mekel on suma also, that's not a problem. But it's not a kula in hilchas shlichus. Hilchas shlichus on the level of the raisa, you don't need that it should be kosher. Just has to be kosher to serve as a shliach. Doesn't have to be kosher to serve as an aid. So suma can serve as a shliach. That's not a problem. I point the person who's blind to serve as a shliach. That's not a problem. Just the Gemara just said he has to be able to know. He has to be able to say I was appointed by the husband as a shliach. So Rav Sheshes thought that if he can't see any dead me not let me know slow. How can he say that he has the status of a shliach? Shliach has to be able to know what he's doing. And Rav Yosef says he will be able to. If you're saying that the color, he will be able to. That's what it sounds like. Only when it's saying that the color, because the shliach has to be able to say, I am. Let's say I appoint the shliach to be mafresh truma for me. So there isn't so much to know. He says I was appointed a shliach to mafresh truma. He goes and he does his job. Then if you're appointed a shliach to give a get, so you have to recognize this is the husband, you have to have hakara, this is the husband, and this is the wife. And he has to know that he's giving the get to the wife. The shliach has to know that what he's doing is accurate. That's what you see from this Gemara. That's the premise of the Gemara. Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, they both say like that. He has to know what he's doing. So Rav Sheshes thought that Asuma does know what he's doing. And Rav Yosef says he can figure out what he's doing based on Tvi Yisayin and the Kolo. But the Mishnah is talking b'chutz lords. He has to say the boy meimer b'fanechtam v'lamotzil meimer. B'fanechtam means I was watching. I saw the way the ksiva and the chasima was done with Shema. How do you know Asuma is possible? So on that daf on kuf chav ches amen alf and baba basa the Rashbam says it's learned that from a pasuk oro o yada. Ro yodom. Of course, it has to be ro. How can you have yoda without ro? What is he? Ruach HaKodesh. He knows what's happening in the other building without being there. Of course, the ro. So it means ro is exeris hakasuv. Al pidin, he has to see. What do you mean al pidin? Even if it's a matter that there's nothing to see. Let's say a man makes. I know Reuben's voice. I know Shimon's voice. We're talking, carrying on a whole conversation. Reuben and Shimon and the blind man. And then they're carrying on a whole conversation. Then Reuben says to the blind man, I want you to serve as two blind men. He says, I want you to serve as Edim, that I admit that I owe $100,000 to Shimon. Well, what more is there to know? He recognizes Reuben's voice. He recognizes Shimon's voice. And he understands what money is. He understands what $100,000 is. He made a Hidos Baldin. He said, Atamedai. So what do you need more than that? So he said, Sarah Sarkosov, Oro, he has to be able to see. Even though he knows all the information that there is to know, he has a tefillah saying the call on Reuven's voice and on Shimon's voice, and he understands what he needs. So the Gemara says, still it's no good. So the Rashbam says it's based on the Xeris HaKosav, Oro O Yoda. Oro means you need Dafke Riyas HaMais, and even when there's nothing to see, You need that it shouldn't be a suma.
Why isn't the Gemara on the Vav explaining the Mishnah of Mishnah for water with
Tfiyas? Why doesn't the Gemara explain the Mishnah with Tfiyas in the color? The stomach of the guy doesn't recognize him. I hear a voice, someone is in a dungeon, and he screams out, they're going to kill me here, the Romans put me in a dungeon, they're going to kill me, go do me a favor, give my wife a gift. He says, my name is so-and-so, and I come from such and such a city. So it probably doesn't help it to be a saint called, nobody knows who he is.
But if he knew, then that would be enough.
Probably would be enough.
You're better than that. The choice is miles better that it's because he's Neman Al-Piyatzma, and they're Obama. You don't need the aid to know who he is. It's that he's Neman by himself.
Min HaTorah, a person is Neman on his own to give his own identity, to say, I am so-and-so.
So over there, we don't need the person who hears him. He himself is being made on his own. The Gemara doesn't have to come on to Tfiyas Ein HaDikah.
No, Me'ikar HaDin, yeah, Midyaraisa, a person is Neman to identify himself. And with the Rabbanim, whenever there's no big shas hadchak, so then the Gemara requires that there should be hakar mipi acherim, mipi eid echod. But b'shas hasakonikas, it's not b'shem akirim. If it's a big shas hadchak, then we revert back to the din derais. But the Gemara was asking all the questions. Maybe it's a shade, and maybe this, and maybe that. So the Gemara could have simply said, I recognize him with tviyas ein hadikol. If you have tviyas ein hadikol, that solves all the problems. But I think there, the mashmoy says that I don't recognize the person at all. I don't know who he is at all. He tells me my name is so-and-so, I come from such and such a city, and my wife's name is so-and-so, and write a gift for my wife. Yeah, if you have Tfiyas Ein HaDikolah, that solves all the problems.
When you have Tfiyas Ein
HaDikolah. I don't think so.
What about, in Tosfos there, he talks about Rasulam, Shikon Shom Chavir Basari. And as soon as his friend talks then, so that's Tfiyas Ein HaDikolah, so you wouldn't have to be kosher to the shade.
If you have a Tfiyas Ein HaDikolah, it should also solve the problem. Does this say not so? Maybe it's only before I carry on a conversation. Maybe after I start carrying on a conversation, there's a Tfiyas Ein HaDikolah. There's Mutalit Ein Shalom. Could be. You should look, it says it's a Megillah, Dav Gimel. You're not allowed to greet someone. Because there may be a shame. Yeah, they have shadim acting in the place here. They imitate the... Could be. I don't know. We should look in the Rishon to find out. If you have a Tfiyas Ein HaDikolah, I don't know. Okay. Any other questions? Nachamal, so the Mishnah has five people who cannot serve as a shlech. So three of them, Chayush HaTavikotin, are not b'tar shlichus at all. Al pi pashas. La b'nei deh, la b'tar shlichus. And the Tosis later, he points out, the Tosis later says, Cherish HaTavikotin is only Eina B'Torah Shlichas on a matter which he's Eina B'Torah. But if he is Yeshna B'Torah, then he can't serve as a Shliach. The Pashup Shad, that was the other Girsa. That was the Girsa Sarashbo. They're not B'nei HaTerah Nino. They had the same Girsa for the Goy of Gehoven, La B'nei HaTerah Nino, La B'nei HaTerah. They had the same Girsa by Cherish HaTavikotin, La B'nei HaTerah Nino. So Rashi doesn't seem to have that gears. Rashi seems to have the gears. Labine Deya. It's a more inclusive psul. Cherish Advikot and Posel to serve as a shliach, even in an area where they are Yeshna Matiras.
Here the Gemara assumes that if he was Summa at the beginning, and then Nipakeh, and then you give Summa, he can be a shliach because he can serve as Pine Echnam. But if he was Summa at the beginning, he can't. Doesn't the Gemara say that even if
you
just heard
Tan Kumusa,
then you can
say Mahanatham?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good kasha. So Nachum also, what did he say? A nochri is possible to serve as a shliach for two reasons. One reason is that he can't serve as a shliach. Secondly, he's zayni b'toras. What do you gain by saying he's zayni b'toras? Why don't you just say that he's possible as shliach? As the Tosfos said, you're maviach, that even an Eved Kanani is also no good. Eved Kanani is Jewish. Eved Kanani is Jewish, so he wouldn't have that psul. But Eved Kanani is zayni b'toras gitmi kiddushin, so he has the other pasulos. Whoever is zayni b'toras cannot serve as a shliach. But what's wrong with Tsuma? So that's what the Gemara says. So first, Rav Sheshes thought, Tsuma, the Shliach has to know that he was appointed a Shliach, and he has to know that what he's doing is valid. So Rav Sheshes says, the Tsuma can't know Bechlal what he's doing. Rav Yosef says, why not? If he has to be saying the color, what's the problem? So Rav Pshat and Mishnah goes, it's Hacha B'chutz L'Oretz HaSkin, the Bailoi and Faran Faran Echtam, V'lamotzi L'men. He can't see, so he can't say B'faran Echtam. According to what you said, that the reason why I can't say b'fanei nechtav is because he can't see the ksiva and the ksiva and the chasim l'shma. Amalei Abaye, Abaye Tainis to Rav Yosef. Ela meyata, what if he was pasuch in his tame? What if at the time of the ksiva saget and the chasim saget, he was able to see? And then he became blind later. The matzi omah, he is able to say b'fanei nechtav. Would you say hachanami the kosher? Can it be? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, that he will be kosher. I bet the Mishnah says, Pasuch in his tame, v'chazim in his pakeach, is good. Mashma for the Mishnah, Pasuach, if he was able to see, then his tame became blind, and it wasn't chazim in his pateach, then we would have said that it's no good. Vaktani, Pasuch in his tame, v'chazim in his pateach, kosher, chazim is pateach, and lo, chazim is pateach, loi, it's either a blind man, is possible to serve as a shliach, even though he at the time of the tzibi he was able to see. So he will be able to say b'fanei nechtav. Gemara says no, don't make a deal from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah concludes klal v'shel davar zeaklal kol she tchilasu v'sofa b'das. Doesn't say tchilasu v'sofa b'kashu, it says tchilasu v'sofa b'das. So shma mino that we're only machmid on a cheresh. If he was a pikeach in his charish, chazar in his what is it? Chazar in his tafe, or it's a pikeach. What is the other case? Shofar in his tate, chazar in his tafe. So there, we makbid has to be tchilas v'sofo bidas, but it doesn't have to be tchilas v'sofo bekashrus. So that's what the Tosfos says. Even though asumas postulates in all other areas of halacha, but here. By b'fanei nechtav, we accept all of the psuliyedus. We allow eid echod, we allow isha, we allow kroivim. So we would allow the summa as well. We would be makel for the summa as well. Because the Haggadah Seder's aspect is only the Rabbanon that he has to say b'fanei nechtav. Mikra din the Rabbanon, you need to aid him. But Mikra din the Raisa, you don't need aid him at all to say b'fanei nechtav. So to say, hey mama, hey mama, they have a right to be makel. But not, they were never makel in Hilchos Shlichus. Hilchos Shlichus, he just has to know that what he's doing is meaningful. He has to know that he was authorized by the husband to serve as a shliach, and what he's doing is meaningful. So that, as long as he was a pasuach at the beginning, pasuach in his tama would be good, even if it's not chazam in his patech. What it says in the Mishnah, chazam in his patech, that's lav davka. That's how Rav Yosef responds back to Abai. He answers back, who had not got blood chazim in his patech? Why did it turn off in his tate? Chazim in his tafe, time to chazim in his tafe. Aloy chazim in his tafe, aloy. Turn on up himself in his time, chazim in his patea. But it's really love dafke. Because that's why, and then Amar Rav Sheshes, they can name, you see from the Mishnah like that. But the Mishnah doesn't say, Zatcha, Zaklal. Kalt shetchi losa v'sofa behechsher. That doesn't say, it just says, Kalt shetchi losa v'sofa bedas. As long as he's a bardas in the beginning of the end. If the husband gives a get to a cotton, then the cotton comes by mitzvah, then he delivers the get. So the Mishnah says that that's no good. If the husband gives the get to a normal, healthy person, and he becomes nishtate, or he becomes nischaresh, so then he cannot fulfill the shlichus while he's in a state of cherish or shaita. But then later on, if he'll be nishtafe, or he'll become normal again, become healthy again, then he will be able to continue to perform the shlichus. So the Mishnah says, Tchilos of Yisofa B'das. It doesn't say Tchilos of Yisofa B'echsher. So you see that even so for the summa, if he's a summa at the end, it's okay.
Tosfos says that it's not more wired since it's easier to trick a summa. So then that's why he has to be no.
That what?
That since it's more wired, it's easier to trick a summa.
Yeah.
So that's why he has to know who he's getting it from and who he's giving it to.
The shliach, in any case, has to know that he's authorized by the Baal HaBos to do this activity.
What is Tosfos saying? You don't need to know.
No, you do have to know.
Tosfos mikamach v'tzarach sheyakir hashliach shezeh lo baal zeh lo yishto.
Yeah.
And he said, no, v'shem yishachalik d'daf kesuma sheyachol atosfos. He shows that he needs to know. He needs to be held here that this is the Baal HaBos in general. You know, the shliach doesn't need to know the Baal HaBos. That's not what he said.
Oh, so what about the Gemara Samach Vav and Aleph? Gemara says only if it's a big Shas Hatzach. That's what he just pointed out. If it's a big Shas Hatzach, then you revert back to the Din Deraisa, that you can rely on Hakoras Atzma. Nikra Din Deraisa, the person says, I am the husband, my name is so-and-so. They take his word for it. Midi Rabban, they went Machma, not to rely on self-identification, Hakoras Atzma. So Midi Rabban, and the Gemara there is talking about the Shliach also. So the Rabbanim, we would require that the Shliach has to know independently, or he has to know based on an Eid Echad that this is the husband. I don't know, what is Tosfos saying that he doesn't have to know? And even if he has, Rav Sheshes thought, even if you have a Tviya saying the Dekola, there's still a problem. Maybe he gave him a piece of paper. He has to know that this is the husband and this is the wife. Based on Tvias and the Kovah, then he has to know also that this is the get. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. I don't know. I would assume based on Imar Samach Vav that he does that. Every Shliach has to know. He has to have a idea that he has to know for sure that he was appointed a Shliach by the Baal HaBos. Then Imar has a Shalik and an Evik Nani server as a Shliach for Gittin. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not good because Zayin B'Torah is getting the Kiddushin. We discussed several times, the Rimagash. All the Rishonim say, like Rashi and Tosfos, that it's all the same. Shlich la'alacha, shlich la'kabbal is all the same thing. And Eved is Zayin B'Torah's Gerishin, so it can neither serve as a shlich la'kabbalah, nor serve as a shliach la'alacha. The Rimagash stands out alone. He says that the Gemara was only discussing shliach la'kabbalah. Ma'ashe Yosef, Eved Ma'ashe Yosef, shlich la'kabbal get isham yad b'ayla. Shliach leKabbalah is a special parasha. The shliach leIlocha and Avi Klani can serve as a shliach. So all the Rishonim disagree. They say it's not so. Yeah. What does the Gemara say? That the Eved cannot serve as a shliach. Maskev leRab Lazar. Time. The only reason why Rabbi Yechana holds that it's no good and Avi Klani cannot serve as a shliach for Gerishin. Time b'milsa deleisei because ain't a b'Torah. So b'milsa deisei. Kosher, the Eved Kanani can't serve as a shlich. Regmar Kasher, Bava Kachavim, Vakusi Disney B'Torah Truma Denafshay Disnan. Bava Kachav Makus Shtarma Mishalam Chuma Sam Chuma. That was the Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim. So the Chachamim don't hold from that drasha. Bnei Yisrael Prat Lakum. They hold that a Nochri wants to volunteer to be Machris Truma, it will be chal.
Gemara
Super says that a katan being made mashiro the kavanah from the yadayin of the rabbanim. So why over here, if Gemara is thinking that it's for chutz la'aretz, so even if it's chutz la'aretz, that's as far as being made on a din d'rabbanim. But to serve as a shliach lo'elocha, that's a din d'raita. Cannot serve as a shliach lo'elocha.
Also, it'll be a shliach, but even put into the b'fanei nechta, which is the rabbanim, could that happen when it's chutz la'aretz?
Yeah, but the Baal appointed him a shlich di katnusa. So the whole main shlich has never got off the ground. I think the problem is not the befananach. I think the problem is the main shlich is with the katnusa. It's no good. I think that's the posh of shat in Gemara. Yeah. So what is the Gemara taina? A nochri cannot serve as a shlich even if it's a matter that's isay bidinafshe. Baharaya, machlek zabshimim and achachamim, the Mishnah. And the Chachamim hold that in Avi Kachavim, who's Marfish Truma, it is Chal. What they throw in Kusi for? The Kusim was an old problem from the days of the Tanakh. In Sefer Melachim, it's described that a group of non-Jews were transported from their city Kusa into the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Then they were attacked by the lions, and then they converted without any kabbalas on mitzvahs, and the lions were satisfied. The lions stopped attacking them. The reason why they converted, they assumed that if you want to live, the lions are attacking in Eretz Yisrael, a strange thing. But they assumed Elokei Yisrael, the God of the Jewish people, is the God of Eretz Yisrael. They assumed every country has its own God. And if you want to live in Eretz Yisrael without being attacked by lions, you have to be Jewish. But it doesn't. Jewish does mean Kabbalas al Mitzvahs. So they converted the Gir Shaloi Kalocha. They converted without any Kabbalas al Mitzvahs, and the lions were satisfied. But the Chachamim were not satisfied. So at that time, we assumed that the Geris was not valid at all. Then in the later generations, there was a Machloikas Hatanoim arose, whether the Kusim was Shuv Nizgaru Belev Sholem, should we assume historically there was another Geris and not why? Because the Kusim were observing some of the mitzvahs, they had selected observance of the mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs they were observing, some mitzvahs they were not observing. So the Chacham didn't understand why should they observe any mitzvahs. From day number one, they never accepted, they never won the Kabbalah mitzvahs at all. So should we assume that there's an indication, Shuv Nizgaru Belev Sholem, there was another Geris later on that. So that was an ongoing debate in the days of the Tanaim. With the Kusim Ageri Emas, or Kusim Ageri Arayis. So initially, for sure, they were Geri Arayis. The initial Geris that they underwent for sure was meaningless, Tosis says. That there was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs. The Omachlegs HaTanaim was, do we assume historically that they were Megairis HaKanaim? So we pass from Aloha that the Kusim Ageri Emas, we assume that they were Shuv Nizgar Belev Sholem. But then Reb Meir, in the days of Reb Meir, Reb Meir sent some of his Talmidim to snoop on the Kusim to see what's going on over there. And they came to the awareness that they're worshipping a Demus Yaina. They're worshipping an image in the shape of a dove. Probably Shalom Achshav people. These things. So they're worshipping an image of a dove on Har Gerizim. So Reb Meir declared that they have a din like Akron. But before he declared they had a din like Akum, the assumption was that the Kusim Ageri Emes. This Mishnah is working on the assumption that the Kusim Ageri arise, that the Kusim Agoyim Gemur. So that's why the Mishnah puts together Ha'ivik Kachav Mahakusi Shitor Mishalahem is Trumasum Truma Anat. So Rab Shimon holds that it's nothing because it says Bnei Yisrael Prat La'akum, and Nochri doesn't have the ability to be Mafir Truma. He's not Mechuyiv to, it's not from the Shem Mitzvah's Bnei Yisrael, but even if he wants to volunteer, even though they have the ability to be mafresh karbanas, but they don't, Reb Shimon holds, they don't have the ability to be mafresh trumas amaisis. And the Chachamim disagree, they do have the ability to be mafresh trumas amaisis. So this Mishnah puts together of Kachav and the Kusi, Mishnah is assuming that the Kusim are Geri Arayis, that the Kusim are Goyim Gemurim. We paskin, we assume that Kusim are Geri Emes, Shum Nizgar Belev Shalem. Except the Reb Meir was Gozer Aleim. So then after Reb Meir was Gozer Aleim, that it's Dina Kakum, so that's a further Machlokes HaRishayim, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Ebenezer, and Yerideya, when you say the Kusim, Reb Meir was Gozer Aleim, Liesk, Lozazim Misham Ad Shasom Kakum Gemurim, Chol Divrehem. What does that mean? So the Rambam's opinion, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, and Masechas Nido, that the Kusim, Dino Kakum, Bein Lahokul, Bein Lahachmer, that a mace is metame b'maga m'masa b'ohol only if it's a mace Israel. Mace Yaakov are only metame b'maga m'masa, not metame b'ohol. So the Rambam says that after Reb Meir declared that the Kusim have the status like Akum, they don't any longer have any tumas ohel. In other words, it's a bein loha kol bein lahachmer. And the other Rishonim assume no. The other Rishonim assume that Reb Meir was gozer alein liyos kakum uram l'chol devrem. Means lahachmer, you treat him like an Akum. If you shech tzevei mishchitos anevela, he can't make an error of the chatzeres with him. He's dina kakum and egeya lechumra, but not lekula. You wouldn't say lekula that not mitame beoihel anymore. That's a machlek is the Rambam and the other Rishonim. What does it mean? Are you allowed to lend him beribus? He says mekadosh anisha, ainim kodesh. It's nothing. He's gelias kakum gmum lechol debrein bein lahakal bein lahakal. That's the Rambam's chiddush. Anyway, so this Mishnah is way before the days of Reb Meir. This Mishnah is not based on Reb Meir was Gozer Aleim Lias Kak Mugorim L'chol Debrayim. This Mishnah is working with the assumption of the Kachov Mahakusi that Kusim Ageri Arayis, that Kusim Agoyim Gemur. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, you have the Gzeres HaKosuv, B'nai Yisrael Prat La'akum, that a Nochri, even if he wants to volunteer to be Mafrish, Trumas HaMaisris, it's not Chal, and the Chachamim and the Mishnah disagree. Shumas and Chuma, that the Chuma is Chal. Even though the Nachri is Zisa Bidin Apshei, it was not, we have another Mishnah in Chuma, Sav Gacham, Shetarm Shal Yisrael Afib Yishu, Sein Shumas and Chuma. A Nachri cannot serve as a Shliach for a Jew, even though the Nachri is Yeshna B'Toyras, Afrashas Chuma. Must be based on Lav Mishum, my time. What is it based on? Lav Mishum is based on the Pasuk, Atem Gam Atem. This does exist in the Gemara. Rashi said, I don't think it exists in the Gemara Kiddush. Rashi wrote that Naman Al. But this does appear here in the Gemara Kiddush, that it says, Kein Terima Gam Atem is Chumas Hashem. It says that the Leviim, the farmers have to give the Maiserishim to the Levi, and the Levi has to be Mafresh Maiser and Amaiser and give that to the Kohen. So it says, you too. The Levim also have to be Mafrish, Trumas Meiser, from the Meiser Rishon. Just like the farmers have to be Mafrish, Meiser Rishon, so the Levim have to be Mafrish, Meiser, and Meiser. So it says, Kentorima Gamatem, so the Gemara has a drush, Gam the Rabbis is Hashliach, and since it says both in the same pasuk, one next to the other, Atem, Gamatem, it says, Kentorima Gamatem, Atem is the farmer, and the Gam is the Shliach of the farmer. So that's a Hekish. So what does the Hekish teach me? So the Gemara thought the Hekish teaches me that a Nachri is not, the Hekish teaches me this din, that a Nachri cannot serve as a Shliach for the purpose of Afrashas Truma. So the Gemara thought, again, like I said, if you would have held like the Tana Reb Shimon, that a Nachri is Zaini B'Toras Afrashas Truma, Afil B'Din Nafshei, even on the Tevel that grew on his own farm. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Nachri cannot serve as a shlich to be mafresh truma for the Jew. He's ain't a b'toyras his own afrashas truma. That's befeirish in the Gemara Kiddushin. That's what Tais says that v'eresh perek sheni kiddushin daf malach ma'isila. It says befeirish in the Gemara like that. According to Reb Shimon, that a Nachri is ain't a b'toyras afrashas truma. I don't need a pasuk to say cannot serve as a shlich. But according to the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon, that if he wants the volunteer as an Einem, it's a, yes, he wants the volunteer to be Mafresh Truma, that's fine, so he's Yeshna B'Toiras, still he cannot serve as a Shliach for the Israel. That's the Mokar of the Din, came to him a Gam Atem, Atem Gam Atem, the Rabbis are Shliach, but it has to be Dumi Datem. So the more that Matem Yisrael Af Shulchachm Yisrael, you have to have a full Kedushas Yisrael, and Rebbe Kanani doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. What about an Isha? An Isha does have a full Kedushas Yisrael. The Isha and the Rebbe Kanani are both Chayim and Mitzvahs. Some of the mitzvahs, yeah, most of the many mitzvahs know they're both not chayv mitzvahs as mangram, but it's not the same. The woman has a full kedushas Yisrael, but she has an exemption from certain mitzvahs. The Avikanani, with respect to these mitzvahs as mangram, as dina ka'akum, he doesn't have a full din Yisrael. He only has a mitzvah as din Yisrael. So that's the pashup shat in the mark. Came to rima gam atem, atem yisav shlachach Yisrael. To the exclusion of Nachri, and as well to the exclusion of Evikneini. Because Evikneini is not a full Yisrael. We're not going to say to the exclusion of Noshim. Noshim have a full Din Yisrael. They just have a tour. That's where Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed, because some of the Vesyakov is Saged, Limineisov Vesyakov means the women, Saged Limineisov means the men. So he told them all, Atem Yuli, Mamlechas Kanim, the great Kadosh, that they all have Kedushas Yisrael. So the Kedushas Yisrael by the women is the same level as the Kedushas Yisrael by the men. The women have an exemption, they don't have to fulfill the mitzvah shas magrama. Mashenikin evik naini, if you mamayit nochri, came to rima gamatem atem yisrael shlachach misrael, yisrael means a full Kedushas Yisrael. Evik naini doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. With respect to the mitzvah shas magrama, al pi pashtus, he does not have a din Yisrael. That's the posh of shat in the Gemara. So the Gemara thought, shouldn't you exclude an Eved Knaini from all Shlichas? Forget about what you're saying, an Eved Knaini cannot serve as a Shlich by Gittin, because Zaina B'Torah is Gittin in Kiddushin, because Zaina B'Torah is Gittin in Kiddushin. No, Eved Knaini can't even serve as a Shlich by Hafrashas Truma, can't serve as a Shlich by Mekach HaMemkar, even though he's Yisib in Afshe, he can do his own Mekach HaMemkar if he owns his own property, even if he's Yeshna B'Torah, he shouldn't be able to serve as a Shlich. So to that the Gemara remarks, no, it's not right. Kentorim gamatem is not matam yisov shlachach yisov. I'm Rabbiana lo. The drasha should go like this: matam and yisov shlachach and ebris. Rabbi Knani is in the bris. He can't say that Rabbi Knani is yisov, but he is in the bris. He is chayv and mitzvahs keisha, so he is a ben bris. He just can't say that he's yisov. That's the pasha pshat in this gemara. That the gemara is drawing this contrast between the Rabbi Knani and the isha. That the isha has a full kedushas yisrael. She just has an exemption from certain mitzvahs. Hashem can have a knaini. the exemption from mitzvahs that he has is an indication that he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. That's the Pashto should have followed, that even according to the Shitas Balei HaTosfos, that an Isha can recite a bracha and a mitzvah seser shas man grama. She can say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al netilas lulav, if she so chooses to shake the lulav. So how can she say, but it's not true? The answer is, it is true. It's Kedushanu b'mitzvosav. She has the full Kedushas Yisrael. Women have the same Kedushas Yisrael as the men. And Kedushas Yisrael means Chiyuv mitzvah. So they say Kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. The truth of the matter is, it's Kedushanu b'tzivanu u'tzaranu. There's part of the story that's missing in the bracha when a woman says. But that's not relevant for the bracha. She wants to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gave me a Kedush Yisrael, Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, it's Ivanu. Based on the Kedushas Yisrael, I should have been Chayiv mitzvahs. I have an exemption, but she doesn't have to mention the exemption in the bracha if she's volunteering to fulfill the mitzvah. So Tosfos claims she can recite the bracha. Say, the Pashto should have been that even according to Tosfos, that a woman can volunteer to say a bracha on a mitzvah says a shnaz magrana. But it should have followed that in Nebuchadnezzar, it does make sense that he should be able to say a bracha. And Nebuchadnezzar ben Agir to the mitzvah says a shnaz magrana is not considered Jewish. That's what the Gemara said. You should darsha ma'atam Yisrael av shlachach Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar is not a Yisrael. He's a ben brit, but he's not a Yisrael. Why is he not a Yisrael? He doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. He only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. That's the Pashtus in this Gemara. The problem is that there's a Tosfos later where Tosfos writes Beferish that a Nebuchadnezzar can also, not only an Isha can recite the Bracha on the Mitzvah Ses and Shaz Madrama, and Nebuchadnezzar can also recite the Bracha. Where's that Tosfos? Mem Amar Aleph. Yisharabba Hiniach Lo Tefillin. Tosfos says, Sukkah Lulav Shefa Tama Mitzvah Sesei Shanoshe Mevarcha, so Nebuchadnezzar can also say Bracha if he likes Tefillin. This doesn't see any problem. What's wrong? Just like the women say a bracha, Nebuchadnezzar can also say a bracha. When he puts on tefillin, when he shakes a lulav, when he sits in sukkah and so on. So Tosfos seems to hold that the Nebuchadnezzar has a full Kedushas Yisrael. He just has a ptur from certain mitzvahs. That's Rab Chaim points out in the Sefer. There's a fundamental machlokes. Rab Chaim has in the Sefer in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, when the Rambam talks about Hilchas Geiris. So a Gersh and his Gayer has to have Tvilin and Mikvah v'shem Geiris. What about an Eved Shenish Tachrer? And Eved Kenayni, when he became an Eved Kenayni in the first place, he needed Milo l'shem Eved Kenayni, then he needed Tvilin and Mikvah. So when the Eved Kenayni is Nishtachrer and he becomes Chayv in all the mitzvahs, so the Gemara says he needs a Tvilah Shniyah. Because originally when he was Tevil and Mitzvah, when he was Tevil l'shem Eved Kenayni, he only became a Chayv in many mitzvahs and some of the mitzvahs not. Now that you mishachad Eved Kenayni becomes mechuyev in the additional mitzvahs asay shas magrama. So you need another geiris. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, an Eved Shenish Tachrer has to be tovel in a mikveh l'shem geiris. So there's a Rab Chaim in the Sefer quotes a machlokes, the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos, whether the tefillah shniyah of the Eved Kenayni is min haTorah mid rabbanon. So the Nemuki Yosef quotes a Tosfos. We don't have that Tosfos. The Nemuki Yosef and Yevamos quotes a Tosfos that the tefillah shniyah is only mid rabbanon. Why is the tefillah shniyah only and the Rambam is beferish that the tefillah shniyah is deraisa? Why? The Rambam, we understand, the Rambam holds, writes beferish. He writes explicitly that the Eved Kenayni has a partial Kedushas Yisrael, but not a complete Kedushas Yisrael. So he had to be tovel in the mikveh originally l'shem Eved Kenayni. He needed a geris then to be chayiv in mitzvahs keisha. And now he needs a tefillah shniyah to become mechuyev in the additional mitzvahs that he was mechuyev in before. And Tosfos Shita apparently is that that's only with the rabbanim. And after there's no need for tefillah shniyah. Why? Because the Eved Kenayni had a full Kedushas Yisrael, just had an exemption from certain mitzvahs. The exemption only is called manis in Eved Kenayni. Once the Yodon is mishachar him, so the Mele, he falls back into the category one, it has a full Kedushas Yisrael. So the Mele is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. So that Tosfos Amem Amar Aleph, Tosfos writes Lushitosam, that the Eved Kenayni also, when he fulfills, when he volunteers to fulfill the mitzvah Seshes Shaz Magrama, can recite brachas as well. Yeah, Tosfos is going Lushitosam. Tosfos is going Lushitosam, that the Eved Kenayni has the full Kedusha. The Shaz, how do they read our Gemara? The Gemara says, the two shades, the two ways how to make the drosh, Atem Gam Atem L'Rabbis HaShliach. And the word Atem is written next to Gam. So the Shliach has to be Dumi Dideh. So they say ma'atem Yisrael av shlachach Yisrael. They say ma'atem b'nei bris av shlachach b'nei bris. If he say ma'atem b'nei bris, so Eved Knani is included. He can serve as a shliach. Only a nochri cannot serve as a shliach in any area. But if you say ma'atem Yisrael av shlachach Yisrael, so Eved Knani is not included. So what do you see? Eved Knani is not called the Yisrael. What does it mean? Yisrael means a full kedushas Yisrael. Women are included. Women can serve as a shliach. A woman can serve as a shliach for a man. That's not a problem. But the Gemara thought in the Havamin, Eved Knani cannot serve as a shliach because you should darshan ma'atem Yisrael av shlachach Yisrael. Then they backed out. They said no, ma'atem b'nei bris av shlachach b'nei bris. And Eved Knani is a ben bris. Eved Knani can't serve. So the Pasha Pshat in Gemara is like the Rambam. Ma'atem Yisrael av shlachach Yisrael. Eved Knani does not have a full kedushas Yisrael. Not like Tosfos, he has a full kedushas Yisrael, but he has an exemption. He has a ptur from certain mitzvahs.
What's
machlokes
over here?
So,
what
it's not a machlokes. They were just challenging Rabbi Yochanan, and they said, "Don't challenge Rabbi Yochanan." Is right. They were trying to prove in the Mishnah. Can you? The Mishnah says, "A nochri is isei betruma denafshe." If a nochri has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, he's not obligated based on the Sheva Mitzvahs. He's not obligated to be marfish trumas and maestris. But whenever the nochri wants to volunteer to fulfill the mitzvah, so he's in tehe or gets chal like an enem mitzvah v'yosa. Let him volunteer. If he wants to volunteer to be marfish truma, that'll also be fine. How do you know? Maybe you can volunteer to shake a lula. Maybe you can volunteer to sit in sukkah. I didn't know the Eviknaini could even volunteer to create a kedusha of truma. So that's what Rashi says. Why not? Ish, what Rashi quotes from Chulin Yud Gimel. Ish, the Rabbis of Sanachim, Shenod, Menadar, and Davis Kinsor. He can say, Harezu, and create a kedusha's carbon. So just like he has the ability to create a kedusha's carbon voluntarily, he's not mechuyev to, so too he should be able to create a kedusha's truma voluntarily. So that's the Chachamim, the Rav Shimon, hold like that. But the Nochri is Isa b'truma din afshe.
What's the machlokes
whether
the drasha is increases from Amatam Yisrael and Amatam?
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Do they know what the
drasha
was?
No, they were trying to prove from the Mishnah. Can you prove from the Mishnah? So they thought you can prove the Mishnah, but Knaini cannot serve as a shliach anywhere. Because a goy cannot serve as a shliach even if he's Isa b'din afshe. It must be because it's not because Leise, no, it's Isa b'din afshe. And nonetheless, he's excluded from shliches. So they thought the reason why is Atem Gam Atem has to be Ma'atem Yisrael. The Gemara said, no, it's not Ma'atem Yisrael, Ma'atem Bnei Bris.
Why is that
Machlokes
dependent on Hayadash and Atem? Atem could be either.
Yeah. What's the
Mashmoes?
I don't know. That's what I mentioned. One of the students was asking Rabbi Gerelik. How did the Tanoim figure out the drasha from the Pasuk? So he said that he was, when he first came to America, he saw they were selling nylon stockings in the stores. So he walked in and never saw it in Europe. So he walked into the store and he asked, what kind of material is it? He never saw this. So he said, it's nylon. So he said, where does it come from? They told him it comes from petroleum. So he said, how can it come from petroleum? Petroleum is liquid and it's sticky and it's dirty and it's black. And this is sheer and this is this. That's the two different things. So they said, that's the way it is. He asked the scientists. So he said, just like the scientists know how to take nylon and take it out of petroleum, so the Tanoim, Zarengaran scientists, and they knew how to darshan a pasuk to get the Kvet Shai Sadin from a pasuk. So that's what the Gemara is pilpiling, which way should you darshan a pasuk? Ma'atem Yisrael, Ma'atem Bnei Bris? If you say Ma'atem Yisrael, so Nevekanani is not included, because he doesn't have a full Kedush Yisrael. But if you say Ma'atem Bnei Bris, Nevekanani is included, because he is Chayv and Mitzvah. Ben Bris, he is. He's Chayv and additional Mitzvah over and above that. So that they thought it didn't make any sense. He can give Maaser Rishon to the Leah, to a Leviyah also.
Could he?
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't make a sense. That doesn't make a difference. She's going to remain the same level of mitzvahs. Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Why did the shivcha does need? Shivcha does need a tefillah shniyah. So the question is why she's not getting additional mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. So if you say like the Rambam, we understand why. And they have a Kenani, Shivcha Kenanis only has a partial Kedushin Sisra, and an Isha, Shinish Dachara, has a full Kedushin Sisra. So true, there's not going to be any Mochia mitzvahs, but it'll be a full Kedushin Sisra. It will happen afkamina whether she'll say a bracha or not. The Rambam holds that women don't say a bracha anyway if they volunteer to fulfill the mitzvah, says Hashem's Magra. But it'll be a difference in, conceptually speaking, it'll be a difference. That she'll have a full Kedushin Sisra. But according to the Taisvis, holds that the Abiknani has a full Kedushin Sisra. So why do you need a Tvilish nearby Nisha? Not Mamsh, nothing is in. Yeah. Also not, yeah. Not Bitteris.
Maybe when she becomes Yisrael, she becomes
the Bitteris. Yeah, after the Abed is Nishtachre, he'll also become the Yeshna Bitteris Gitmi Kedushin. Because Mani's an Abed Knani, he's Zaina Bitteris Gitmi Kedushin. He can see it. When he'll be Nishtachre, then he'll be Yeshna Bitteris. And Mori's talking to Abed Knani, because Mani's not Nishtachre, then he's Zaina Bitteris Gitmi Kedushin. So the Gemara says the only chisor in an eved cannot be mekabel. An eved cannot serve as a shliach or loch asaget because zayin b'toras. Whoever is zayin b'toras cannot serve as a shliach. But if it would be a different area of halacha, let's say to appoint an eved knani to serve as a shliach lahafrashas truma, appoint an eved knani to serve as a shliach lemekar chamemkar, that is yeshna b'toras b'dinapshe. So then an eved knani could serve as a shliach. I think Gemara asks, why didn't you darsh a matim Yisrael of shlechach from Yisrael? So the Eved Knani can't serve as a shlech in any area. Gemara says, no, we don't. That's not the nature of the drosh. The drosh is matim b'nei bris of shlechach b'nei bris. It's not matim Yisrael of shlechach from Yisrael. So then afkamin echaps b'nei get the Eved Knani. Eved Knani is a ben bris, but he's not a Yisrael. So they were quoting this from Rabbi Yechon. The top line, Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Who was on Amar Aleph? Who was the shad? Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami is also an Eretz Yisrael. Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ami said it's no good. Amar Rabbi Yasi. He says Rabbi Yochanan said it's no good. So now another Amor says also the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Abchei Barabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. All from Eretz Yisrael. They said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Ain't no evidence that Shiluch El Kabel Getishim Yadbat Ushenim Teres Kitmi Kedushin. The same thing as Rabbi Yasi said the name Rabbi Yochanan. They both said the same thing. Sometimes the Talmidim get it straight, what the Rebbe said. Two Talmidim had the same version of what Rabbi Yechanan said. Sometimes it wasn't so lucky. Sometimes they had two versions of what he said. But here they both Talmidim said the same version of what Rabbi Yechanan said. So the second Talmid had a longer version. That one, the Afal Pishish and Nina Rabbi Yechanan, the Afal Pishish and Nina Rabbi Yechanan, Shibcha Vladech Ben Chorin, Vaisu Ubra Zach Salo. Even though we have a Mishnah, we have a Braisa that talks about the possibility of an Eved serving as a shliach for Kabbalah Shta Shichur. So the answer is yeah, an Eved can serve as a shliach, but not for Gerishin. He's Yeshna B'Torahs get Shichur, but he's not B'Torahs get Isha, not B'Torahs get Mikidushin, yeah. What does that Braisa mean? What does that mean? So the Gemara quotes, Kiyosu Rav Shema Bayhuda, Rabbi Yochanan Tarti, Rabbi Yochanan said two different dinim. What are the two different dinim? Nirm hadvarim she'evin mekabel get lachaver miyad rabbi shal chaveira. You can say there was a machlekes hatanaim we had in the first pair. The machlekes amen the rabbanim. Can you be meshachar neve knani ayidei zochin? You cannot give a get to isha ayidei zochin because we assume chovu leisha shetizgarish miyad baile. What about shichur neve knani? So we pass them like nachachamim against Reb Meir. Shichur neve knani is chusuloi. So you can say zoch liyad mishlei b'fanim. Who do you have to give the shtar shechur to? So if you give the shtar shechur to the Eved, that's not based on zochin. That's you gave it directly. If you give the shtar shechur to someone else to be zechur for the Eved, so you say zochin liyadim shleib b'fanav. Can you give the shtar shechur to an Eved Knani to be zechur for this Eved Knani? Why not? What's the problem? You can't give it to one of your avodim to be zechur cheres for another Eved. Because yad Eved ki yad rabbi, so when I give the shtar shechur to my Eved, it's like taking it from my right hand, putting it in my left hand. The klal is, it says by the Gedishim, so the main kinyan that the Chumash speaks of is the kinyan yad. Kinyan yad is achnasa l'mishusa. So first you have haitzor, mishus marakam, and then you have achnasa into the mishusa of the marabas. So the first step in the kinyan yad, first step in hagbo, mishicha yad, chotzer is it has to be yotzei mishus morikama. But if I take it from my right hand, put it in my left hand, I'm going to say zach leyad mishlei b'fono. Is someone not here? I want to give him a gift, so I'll pick up the sitter. It's my sitter. I'll pick up the sitter to be zech on behalf of someone else who's not here. So zach leyad mishlei b'fono is good. I can give it to anybody else to be zech for the one who's not here. I can't pick it up myself. That's the mishnah in erev. Eidonim zech ayde atzmai. Because you never got the first base, and never left the reshus of the marakam. So even if I give it to my eved kunaini to be zeret on behalf of someone else, since kol mashikon eved kan rabbi, that's a din there, right? Kol mashikon eved kan rabbi, yad eved ki ad rabbi. So it's as if I took the shtar shichra, whatever the gift is, as if I took it from my right hand, put it in my left hand, so never left my reshus. That's the mishnah in erev. Eidonim zeret halde yatzma. So if I give the shtar shichra, I want to be mishachar eved kunaini. And if I give him the shtar shichra, he's not here. So I give it to someone else to be zeich on behalf of the other kanani. So we pass from like the chachamim to Rameyah that it's a schus olevit. She yetzim mitachas yad rabbi l'cheres, we apply zochel on mishlei b'fono. Shad is, who do I have to give the shtar shichra to? So I can't give it to, I can't put it in my left hand. I can't take it from my right hand to my left hand. Eidon zeich al deyatzma. Nor can I give it to my evit kanani, because that's yad evit ki yad rabbi. It's like putting from my right hand to my left hand. But that's what he says. Nirim hadvarim, it would appear, Rabbi Yechanan says, Shoevin mekabel get lachaver miyad rabbi shal chaveiro, evelon miyad rabbi shaloi. If this person is my Evid Kanaini, it doesn't make sense I should be able to give him ishtar shichru to be zeche on behalf of another Evid Kanaini of mine. It's yad Evid Kiyad Rabbi never left, Eidonim zecha diatzma, never left my rishus. I can give ishtar shichru to someone else's Evid Kanaini, to be zeich on behalf of my Evid Kanaini. That's legitimate. Because Kol Masha Kan Evid Kan Rabbi is considered as if it's the Yad of the other Adam. No, fine. It's considered as if I gave the Shtar Shechev to the other Adam. But if he's my Evid Kanaini, Nirim Adram Shevin Mekabal Get Mahaver Miyad Rabbi Shal Chaveiroi, Avlo Miyad Rabbi Shaloi. He can't receive the Shtar Shechev from his own Adam on behalf of another Evid Kanaini. It has to be from a different person. I, Rabbi Yechanan Adzan, Vim Lecha Shachar, Adam Loimar, Zu Allah Hashnuya, and if anybody whispers to you and asks you a kasha, but we know there is a din of Zachan Le'od, B'shalai B'fonov, even by the Odon's own Evik Naini, we have a famous din, Zu Allah Hashnuya, we have a din that's Mekubu from the Braise, from Tanaim, Im Hoysa Ubra, Zach Solo, if a man is Meshachar and Uber, how can the Uber wasn't born yet, so how can the Uber be Mekabal again? So the answer is someone else is going to be mekabel get on behalf of the Uber. So Rabbi Yechanan gives a mashal. Rabbi Yechanan says there's a din mekubal from the earlier generations, from the days of the Tanaim, a brisa that talks about being in zochel liadam shloim b'fanim zeicha zayin a get for an Uber, based on zochel liadam shloim b'fanim. The Uber is inside the moon, so you can't give the get to the Uber. So they're talking about giving the shtar shichur to the mother who is pregnant with the baby. No, the mother with the baby belong to the same Adam. So how can you? It's beferish that an eved is mekabel shtar shichru miyad rabbi shaloi. Why do Rabbi Yechanan say only miyad rabbi shal chaveiro? Avolam miyad rabbi shaloi. Why is not miyad rabbi shaloi? Be mechal shachar adam loim. If anybody will whisper to you and ask Akasha, zo alach ishnu, we have a brisa that says beferish that if you give a shtar shichru to a shivcha kneinis who's meuberis. So the mother can be zeicha the shtar shichur on behalf of the Uber. So you see, beferish, the mother with the Uber belong to the same Adon. So even say zach leyad mishlei b'fanav from my right hand to my left hand. So Rabbi Yechanan says no. That brisa goes according to Rabbi. If anybody has to the kasha and Marlo, tell him, respond the following answer. Shnei gedali adar pirshos adaber. Who are the two that gedali are? Rab Zeir Hashmol Bar Rab Yitzchok. So what did they say? One of them said, "Hamani Rebbe, Yom Amshach Hatzi Avde Kona." It's a machlokes Satana. We paskan against Rebbe. We paskan Alocha Ke Rebbe Mechaveirov V'lo Mechaveirov. If he disagrees with any contemporary of his, a single Tana, so then we paskan like Rebbe. But if he disagrees with the majority of the Chachamim, so we don't accept his opinion. So here he was outvoted by the overwhelming majority of the Tanaim, his contemporaries. He holds a Meshachar Hatzi Avda Kona. We pass on Meshachar Hatzi Avda Loi Kona. Meshachar Hefen Eved is no good. So one of the Amoraim just said, Bikitsa, that Brisa that talks about Odon giving a Shtar Shichur to his own Shivcha Knainis, that she should be Zeche Cheres for her Uber, that it works, That only goes according to Rebbe, and that was all he said over. The Charam and the other Amora said more. He said that Brisa goes alibi the Rebbe, and then he added on a Hezbar Rebbe. The Charam and the other one added on, said the same thing and added on a little more. Not that they said two different things, Charam and Charam. No, they both said the same thing, but one of them said more than the other. That's how Rashi explains. One of them said that plus much more. The Charam and Moisif and Messiah Pirish Adora. They both said the same thing, that Brisa that talks about the Odon giving in Shtar Shichra to the Uber by giving it to the mother, she's Zecha for the Uber, goes like Rebbe, that Amashachachatzi Avdi Yotzel Lecheres. But one of them just said it's like Rebbe. The other one gave the Hezber, that Rebbe is of the opinion, Uber Yerech Imoy. So it's like Meshachar Evam, and Rebbe holds number one, Uber Yerech Imoy. Number two, Rebbe holds Amashachachatzi Avdo Yotzel Lecheres. The Mishnah is always talking about Chatzi Eved Bechatz Benchor. And the Menachas Chinuch always talks about Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mechor. And every page it talks about Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mechor. How do you have a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mechor? So the Pashim Pshat is, I have an Eved, and I give him a Shtar Shichra Chetz Yom. So that's what Rebbe says. And the overwhelming majority of the Tanaim say there is no such thing. It can't be Meshachra Chatzi Eved. So how do you ever have a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mechor? No, it's a different case, the Gemara says. The Gemara Temura says, you have an Eved Shal Shnei Shutfin. And one of them is Meshachra his share. So that's not called Chatziyah. He's Meshachra, his full bailus that he has. Meshachra Chatziyah means if you have a large bailus and you're on Meshachra, part of the ownership. But if the bailus that you have only consists of 50% or 25%, two people bought an Evik 90, one paid 75%, one paid 25%. So the guy who owns the 25% gives a Shtar Shichra. So he's Meshachra Kol Ha'Avdu Shiyesh Lo Bo Ha'Evik. He only owns 25%. Or the guy who owns it 75%, gives a shtash. He can't be Meshach the other one's Eved. He can be Meshach whatever he owns. So that's not a violation of Meshach Chatzi Avdo. But Rebbe holds Meshach Chatzi Avdo is kind of that half. Rebbe holds it's not a problem. If I'm a garish half of my wife, it's no good. He's going to say Chetzich Megureshes Mineni. Every other day you have a right to live with someone else. On even days you're my wife. On odd days you're not my wife. So the din is that it's no good. They have to have safe increases. Dabar occurs bein ola bein not. So the chachamim assume you learn lo lo meisha. How do you know that there's such an institution of shtar shichur by nevik 90 bichlal? It says in the chumash hafte lo nevdasa. It talks about peduya pashtus and peduya pidyun as ayidei kesef. The shichur ayidei kesef. How do you know there's such a thing as shichur ayidei shtar? The answer is it says in that same pasuk hafte lo nevdasa al chuf shalva nitan lo. So chuf shel anitan lo, we learn exactly shabba lo lo meisha. That refers to shtar shichur. Just like there's a get isha to be megarish an isha, so too there's a shtar shichur to be meshachar nevek 90. So the chachamim, the Rebbe whose opinion is accepted, say yeah, learn out lo lo meisha that such a thing exists, and you learn out all the way lo lo meisha that has to be a sefer krisus, has to be legamre. You can't say chetzich megureshes m'meni. And every even day you're an Eishes Ish, and every odd day you're a Pnuya, not an Eishes Ish. There is no such thing. Just like by Gerish and Yini, Dabar Kurs, Benola, Benola. So the Shichur has to be Dabar Kurs. And Rebbe disagrees. We don't pass like Rebbe. Rebbe holds Am Shacha Chatziyav de Kona, and this is a Pchinam Chatziyav, because Rebbe holds it Ube Yerechim Ayhu. Nasin Kimishikno Lechad Mevera. So that's where Rashi explains the two Amaraim are not disagreeing with each other. Chadomar v'chadomar. Like this, like that. They both said the same thing. One of them said the same thing. Moisif and Messiah Pirish Adora. The second one added on more. He gave the pshat that Rebbe is of the opinion. Uba Yerachimai. Here Tosis has a famous kasha.
Rebbe Rashi says that the second man, the Omer, held in
Lachman
Svara, wasn't sufficient to explain Rebbe like that.
The one.
The Hotrei Gu, Rashi says, even though the second man number is also the Rebbe, but he has a kasha.
Lo Chatzi Avdu Hotrei Gu. So the answer is Ubi Yerachim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you mean if I give Ishtar Shichur, I have two avodim, kanaimin. So if I give Ishtar Shichur to one to be zecher for the other one, so that's what Rabbi Yechanan says is not acceptable. A mekabel shtar shichra mi rabbi shaloi ba'ad chaveiro is no good, because it's like the yodam putting from his right hand to his left hand. It never left the rishus of the yodam. So if you would have held uba lav yerechimoi, that's am shachar avdo ayidei evid acher, So it's Yad Evikad, Rabbi never left his Rishus. So that's the answer. No, since Rebbe holds Zuba Yerachima, so that's Meshachar Chatzi Yavdai. That's why it's not a problem. If it would have been Trey Gufi, it would have been no good.
Right.
That's the Machlekes, but he hold Shaga, but he hold Zuba Yerachima, Uba Lav Yerachima. It is a famous, difficult Rambam that the Ravid asks on. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodim has a tongue twister. He quotes this din of the Shachar Chatzi Yavdai, that it's no good. But then he says sometimes that it is good. He paskin against Rebbe. This is famous. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey Hakosim Lifshiv Chosam Uberis Hareat Baschorin of Lodech Eved. Opposite case from the Gemara. The Gemara has a case. Hare Vlodech Ben Chorin. Hareat Shivcha. What's the case again? Hoisa Uber Zoch Solo. How did that brisa begin? There's a shivcha knainis mu beris that belongs to me, and I say hareyat shivcha uvlodech ben chayri. I'm mishacha ye uber, but I'm not mishacha you. So that's a machlegis Rebbe Nachachamim, and we paskin that it's no good. Rebbe holds that it's good because zubi yerechimoy, and he holds a mishacha chatziyav that it's good, and we hold that both no good. We hold that even if it is mishacha chatziyav though, even if you want mishacha chatziyav, it is no good. So the Rambam talks about both. He talks about that case also. Hariat shivcha v'lada becharan lo yama v'lakum shizek kimishim mishacha chetzia. The Rambam quotes this case and he passes against Rebbe. He says a mishacha chetzia avda is no good. Hariat shivcha uvladech ben chayrin lo yama v'lakum shizek kimishim mishachreir chetzia. Mishacha chetzia avda is no good. And that halacha, that's perik zayin halacha hey in Hilchos Avodim. And that halacha begins with the opposite case. Hakosef v'shivchasei mu'uberes harayat baschorin v'lodech heaven. If he's mishachra the shivcha and he wants to retain ownership on the eved, so then he says dvar kayam. That's good. How can it be good? He says at the end of the halacha that mishachra chatzi avda is no good. So maybe what he means to say in the reisha in the first halacha. The first din in halacha hey, he holds that uber is lav yerachima, so it's not a chatzi eved. So why does he call the second half a chatzi eved? Because of the shivchasim uberis hareyat baschorin uvlodech eved dvar kayamin. It's not a problem of chatzi avdoi, mshach a chatzi avdoi. So the answer is no. The Rambam holds that uber lav yerachima. So machlekes is the Ri and the Rabbi Natan had a pasuk. Uber yerachima, uber lav yerachima. It's quoted in the Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, in Yishlag Kaporis. So the Bi'ur Rabbi has a long essay there. How do we paskin? He quotes the Machlokes, the Ri and Rabbi Natan in the middle of Bava Kamma, the Mems. Whether we paskin Ubi Yerachim or Lav Yerachim. So what is the Rambam's psal? So there's a stira min eibay in halacha hey. That's what the Ravid is masik. Kasha Reisha Sefer. The Ravid is a stira between the Reisha and the Sefer. In the Reisha, the Rambam writes, Akosu b'shulchasim uberes hariyad baschorin uvladech heved. Dvarav Kayamin, and that's not a violation of Chatzi Avdo. Why? Shachar Chatzi Avdo. Why? Apparently, Ubalav Yerchim. And then he writes in his Sefer the reverse. Hareyat Shivcha Uvladech Ben Chayrin Loyam Uvlaklum. Shazekimisha Meshachar Chetzi. He says that it is Chatzi Avdo. It is Chatzi Avdo. So that's the steer. And the Sefer he says the Ruba Yerchim, so it's a Meshachar Chatzi Avdo. The Reisha seems to hold the Ruba Lav Yerachima, so it's not a problem of Chatzi Eved. Omar Avram Kasha Reisha Sefer, Sefer Kam Duvi Yerachima Yehu. That's why it's a problem, Shachar Chatzi Eved. Ken Reisha Mai Dvarv Kayamin. El Reisha Dvarv Kayamin, why Uber Lav Yerachima Yehu? Lu, so the Sefer. And the Reisha, he says, Im Shachar the Isha. So what's wrong if he's mishacher the uber hareyat shivcha v'lodech ben chorin? The Rambam says it's no good because in chatziyavda he should have said it's no good for a different reason. He shouldn't have said chatziyavda because in the reisha the Rambam seems to hold the uber lav yerachim, that's his kasha. Rami should have said in the sefer it's not good because the Uber is not born, so it's a davar shelo bavi yoylam, the Rami says. Or because ain on a mekabel get miad rabbi shelo miad ad eved chavero, because it's like the star going from the right hand to the left hand. But the Rambam says the reason why it's no good in the sefer, ariat shivcha v'lodeh mechon kos meshacha chatzi yavdo. So he's saying ubi yerachima. So what's in the ratio? Why is it good? The Gemara talks about Dov Shlop
Aliyah.
Our Gemara does mention. The other Gemara is bringing up the issue of Dov Shlop Aliyah. Our Gemara is going with the opinion, apparently, that Dov Shlop Aliyah doesn't pose a problem. Apparently, Rebbe Svend Tanon, who thinks that Dov Shlop Aliyah is not a problem. Does the Gemara quote it in the Big Sugya in Temura? In Temura, the Gemara talks about Dov Shlop Aliyah. The Rambam, the Gemara talks about Dov Shlop Aliyah. The problem, the steer men a ben the Rambam. So the Markevis HaMishnah has a comment on the Rambam. He says the Rambam paskins Uber Yerech Imoy Arei Shivcha V'Lodech Ben Chorin Shezek Emish Meshach HaChetzio the Uber is Yerech Imoy. So if you mishachar the Uber without the mother, that's called a chatzi. But you don't say that the aim is yerecha Uber. You don't say the aim is yerecha Uber. If you mishachar the Uber without the mother, that's a chatzi yeret. Mishachar the mother was, for so many years, she was not pregnant. If she's going to have the baby, she's not going to be pregnant. So you say, for you mishachar the mother without the Uber, areyat, Paschorin of Lodech Evid. So the Rambam writes Barv Kayomen. So the Rabbi says, let it be Meshach Echatzi Avdo because Ubi Yerechimo. So the Mekevus HaMishnah says, the Rambam only holds Ubi Yerechimo. You don't say the aim is Yerecha Uber. The mother exists as an independent goof. The Gemara always talks about the Ubi Yerechimo, Ubi Lav Yerechimo. The Gemara never talks that the mother doesn't exist as an independent person. Mother is independent. That's not a problem of Chatziyel. That's what the Merkevus HaMishnah says. Rav Baruch Be'er has a famous biur on this. Rav Baruch Be'er came to America to raise money for his yeshiva. Then he went back to Europe. When he came to America, so he said over the shir. So probably no one understood it. And no one asked him any kashas. And when he came back to the yeshiva, he said the shir, one of the Talmidim asked, started to ask a kasha in the middle. So he got upset. He said, the Balabatim in America understood it. They didn't ask any kasha. Why are you asking kasha? Balabatim probably didn't understand what the whole thing was all about. What are they going to ask a kasha? So Baruch Be'er has in his safe, in the Birch HaShmo, he has that's the shtickle Torah that he said in America, that they didn't argue with him. So he says, we pass on Meshach HaChatzi Yavid, there's no good. See, how do you ever have a Chatzi Yavid v'Chatzi Mechor? There are Mishnayos all over the place about the institution of Chatzi Yavid v'Chatzi Mechor. So the Gemara says in Tmura, if you have an Eved Shal Shnei Shutfim, and one of them is Meshach what he owns, Meshach totally, what he owns, and that's not a problem on Meshach HaChatzi Yavid. Meshach HaChatzi Yavid means half of the bailus that you have. But if I only have a 25% bailus, I have a 75%, I have a 60% bailus, whatever I have, I'm Meshach everything that I have, so that's not a problem. If I own 100% and I'm Meshachar 50%, so that's a Meshachar Chatzi Yavid, the half of the kinyan that you have. Meshachar the whole kinyan, that's not a problem. So that's what Rav Baruch Be'er said, the Odon has a kinyan on the Shivcha Knainis. Why? He bought it 10 years ago. He bought the Shivcha Knainis 10 years ago when she was 10 years old. Now she's 20 years old and she's pregnant. So the bailus that he has on the Shivcha Knainis is an independent bailus. It's independent of the Uber. So if there'll be Meshachrer, the bailus that he has on the Uber, that's based on Gzeres HaKosov, that the Vlodos of the Shivcha Knainis belong to the owner of the Shivcha Knainis. Whoever owns the Shivcha Knainis owns the Vlodos as well. But the bailus that he has on the Shivcha Knainis, that's an independent bailus. We don't have to judge whether it's one goof or it's two goofing. You can't be Meshachar Achatzi goof. If you have Shnei Shutfim and an Eved Knaini, one is Meshachar what he has, Lemaisa, he's going to be Achatzi Eved B'Chatzi Mechor. But that's not a problem, Meshachar Achatzi Avdo. He's Meshachar the whole bailus that he has. So you see from that Gemara that the halacha Meshachar Achatzi Avdo hinges on when is it acceptable, when is not acceptable. Everything hinges not, is it one goof or is it two goofim? It hinges on, is it a whole bailus or is it partial bailus that you're being mishachar? If you mishachar the whole bailus that you have, then there's no problem. And that's what Rabbi Baruch said, the bailus that the Yodan has in the Shivcha Knainis is an independent of the Uber, whether or not she's pregnant. He owned it 10 years ago. He's going to own her after she has the baby also. So the bailus that he has on the Isha, on the Shivcha Knainis, is an independent bailus. So that it can be Mishacha, that bailus. The bailus that he has on the Uber is only Agav the mother. So he's going to be Mishacha the Uber. Arei at Shivcha of Lodech ben Choirin, that's a Mishacha Chatzi Bailus, because the Bailus on the Uber is only Agav the Bailus on the mother. But the Bailus on the mother is independent of the Bailus on the Uber. So you don't have to say like the Merkevus HaMishnah. The Merkevus HaMishnah says, is it one goof, is it two goofim? So he says, the Uber is Yerechima, but the aim is not Yerecha Uber. He says, from the perspective of the mother, she's a separate goof. From the perspective of the Uber, he's not a separate goof. So that you can ding Zahana. But Baruch Be'er says, what do you have to go so far to say, from the perspective of the mother, it's a separate goof? No. From the perspective of the mother, it's also one goof. But one goof doesn't bother me. Meshacha chatzi eved doesn't bother. You have a chatzi eved and chatzi mecharen. The Gemara says, the key is, are you meshacha the whole bailus that you have? So he says, the Odon has an independent bailus on the Shivcha. And the bailus that he has on the Uber is Agav the Shivcha. So that, you can't be Meshachre the Uber without being Meshachre the mother. That's a Chatzi bailus. But to be Meshachre the mother without the Uber, that's an independent bailus on the mother. That he can do. Here, Tosfos and Rashi raise an issue. Someone raised it yesterday. What case is there machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan? Reb Shimon holds if a nochri is only mechuyim to observe seven mitzvahs b'nenah. If he wants to volunteer to do more mitzvahs, the Gemara says he'll get reward. A nochri who learns Torah gets reward also. K'mishenim mitzvah v'yos. He's not mechuyim to learn Torah, but the Gemara says he'll get reward like an enim mitzvah v'yos. So if a nochri wants to volunteer to be mafresh trumas and maizmus, it's like volunteering any other mitzvah. But here he's matfis kedusha and mechefta. How do you know he has the ability to do that? So that's what Rashi and Tosfos said, based on the pasuk Ishish. Rashi quotes Chulman Daf Yudgimel Ishish L'Rabbis HaNochrim Shenod Ben Adam Davis Ki Yisrael. So the Nochri can volunteer any mitzvahs and any mitzvah as he wants, even if the mitzvah entails Hatfasas Kedusha on something. So that's the Machlekes of Shimon the Rabban. If a Nochri wants to volunteer, if a Nochri has a farm of Chutzlo, it's nothing to volunteer. A Jew can't volunteer either. Afrashas Trumas Amaisis. I'll be Mafis Trumas Amaisis on the Svarim that I have. Mafish Trumas Amaisis on my furniture. It's not Chal. Only Mafish Trumas Amaisis on Tzvua that grows in Eretz Yisroel. So if the Nochri has a farm in Eretz Yisroel, he wants to volunteer. So as an Enim Tzvua Yisrael, let him volunteer Gizuntei. And he even has the ability to be Matvis Kedusha, that's Ishish. So put two and two together, he should be able to be Mafish Trumas Amaisis. Reb Shimon has a Gzeres HaKosu B'nai Yisroel. It doesn't work. B'nai Yisroel doesn't work. And the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon. So Tyson wants to know, what's the Hechitintza over here? How can you have it grew in the Sodah Shal Nochri? So what's the din? Do you say, Yesh Kinyan Anochri Beretzol Lahavkir Miyab Shumas Amaisis Arein Kinyan Anochri Lahavkir? We say, Yesh Kinyan Anochri Beretz Yisrael. If a non-Jew owns a farm, so whatever grows on the farm is Mufka from Shumas Amaisis, even if a Jew buys it, the Jew can't be Mafrish Shumas Amaisis on it. There's no din of Tevel at all. Don't did up tevel, so how can the goy be mafresh to mizamaisis? So that's a machloikas satanon, where they say yesh kinyan nocha beretzol, or ain't kinyan nocha beretzol, hafkir miyat to mizamaisis. That's later on again, the end of perek hasholech. The end of the fourth perek, there's a machloikas satanon. So we paskin a split psak, we paskin an eretz yisrael, ain't kinyan nocha beretzol, hafkir miyat to mizamaisis. And in Syria, because Syria is only the Rabbanon, so we say yesh kinyan. That's the whole Het Mechira. And Eretzel is based on that Gemara, on the assumption that whenever something is deraisa, we say Ein Kinyan Hafkiyah. Whenever something is Rabbanon, we say Yesh Kinyan Hafkiyah. So the Gemara talks about Surya. Surya is only the Rabbanon, so we say Yesh Kinyan Hafkiyah. That's on Mem Ches Amir Allah. In Surya, we would say Yesh Kinyan Hafkiyah. So even in Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon. That's what Rav HaRishonim say. Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, because Shemitah is only the Raisa if you can learn up, if you can lead up to Yovel. And Yovel is only observed in Atar if you have Kol Yashveh Aleha, crossing draw Baruch L'Kol Yashveh. So since we know today we don't have Kol Yashveh Aleha, so you can't have Yovel, so the Shemitah is only going to be the Rabbanon. So since Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, so that's what, that was the Psak from the 1600s. That was the Sfaradish Gedolim in the 1600s came up with this Seinfeld based on this Gemara. Then in Surya we say Yesh Kenyan Lahavkiya, because Surya is only the Rabbanon. So who are the Nami and Eretz is all proper if you're dealing with a Din the Rabbanon like Shemitah Mazmanah, that's also going to be Yesh Kenyan Lahavkiya. That's the Gemara. So that's what Tosfos and Rashi raise the question over here. The Gemara is presenting, the Mishnah in Trumas presents a Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. Can a Nochri, does it make sense a Nochri should volunteer to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisris and the Paris that grew on his farm? So the assumption seems to be that Ein Kinyan and Nochri Beitzola have Kinyan. That happens to correspond the way we pass on Halacha. Ein Kinyan and Nochri. If the Din would have been Yesh Kinyan and Nochri have Kinyan. So the pears that grow on the farm that belongs to the non-Jews, like growing in Chutz Lartz. So it doesn't even make sense to volunteer anything. So Tosfos says, Rashi didn't necessarily have to push himself into a corner. Tosfos says, there's also a way to explain what's going on here. This machlokes hatanan, where the yesh kinyan nochri meretzol hafkir, ein kinyan nochri meretzol hafkir, means if the field belongs to a nochri at the moment of shas chayvosa. When is Shas Chayvosa? At the moment Havo Ashlish. If it's Tvua. If it's Tvua, Havo Ashlish. If you have Tvua that didn't grow Havo Ashlish, even if your Mafresh Truma is not Chal. It has to be Havo Ashlish. So let's say a Sada belonged to a Jew, and the Tvua grew. Havo Ashlish is a question, what does it mean? It means one third of the full size that the grain is supposed to grow, one third of the time that you need that it should sit in the ground. One third of the time that it sits in the ground is not going to be one third the size, because it shoots up the last couple of weeks, it grows much faster than in the early months. So one third of the time sitting in the ground is not going to be one third of the full growth. So that's a discussion. The Malbusha Yontif has a discussion about that. What's exactly, that's one of the few Achrenim that Rav Soloveitchik was familiar with, because he was the Rav Chaslavich. Before his father was the Rav Soloveitchik, he was born in Haslavich. So he was familiar with that sect. So he referred us to that sect. The Malbusha Yontif has a section where he talks about the Chavis Karka. He talks about what's the definition of Havo Ashlish. Is one third of the full size, or one third of the amount of time that it sits in the ground? So Tosfos says the only time there's going to be a Machlokes where the Yesh Kinyan and Nochri are not, if the Soda and Eretz Yisrael belong to a Nochri at the time of Havo Ashlish. But what if Mashkach Slok Yigon, Tishgod L'Shlish B'Yad Yisrael, a Jew had a farm, and the Paris grew Havo Ashlish, and then the Jew sells the farm to the Goy, and the Paris continue to grow Kol Tzarko, and they grow fully, and then the Goy cuts it off. So then, even if you hold Yesh Kinyan Anochi L'Havkia, but it didn't belong to the Anochi B'Shas Chayvasa, Yesh Kinyan Anochi L'Havkia depends on the Shas Chayvasa. I frektais HaKashe. But if the Goy bought the field from a Jew after Havo Ashlish, so what are we discussing in Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon? If the Nochri is not Mechuyev to be Mafrish, it's not from the Shevet Mitzvah Benech, there's a Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. Rab Shimon has a Gzeres Chas of Bnei Yisrael Prat LaGoyim, that a Nochri just cannot be Mafrish Shimon and Ma'is, and the Rabbanon deny that. So Tosfos asks, what's room for the Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon with a Gzeres Chas of? They're arguing on the level of their Isa. Whether as an Eina Mitzvah Liyosef, whether it could be Nitvas, Bidushas, Truma, and so on. I frektes, isn't everything Lokuach? The Goy bought the field from the Jew? So the Din Aser Te'asa is called Tvua Zarecha Yotzeh Asar Shana Shana. So the Gemara in Bar Mitzia Da Pechez, Darshans, from the Pasuk, Aser Te'asa is called Tvua Zarecha. It says, Tvua Zarecha Prat L'Lokuach. If I buy bushels of grain from someone else that didn't grow on my farm, that's only a din of tevel midirabbanon. Tevel midirais is only if the farmer eats the tevel that grew on his farm. But if he buys tevel from someone else, that's only the rabbanon. So Tosfos asks, but the Mishnah presents and the Gemara in Zvachim presents this machlokes of Shimon and the rabbanon. It's a machlokes on the level of the raisa. B'nei Yisrael, prat l'akum, what do you mean? The whole pasuk goes in the case of Lokuach, that the guy bought the farm from a Jew after Havoah Shlish. So Lokuach, on the level of the Raisa, there's nothing to discuss Bichlal. So the Netziv writes in his Shiurim in the Meroi Mesoda, the Netziv says, wait a minute, Lokuach, he never says that it's not Chal, Lokuach says that you're not Mechuyev. The guy for sure is not Mechuyev. We're talking over here as an Ein and Mitzvah over here, so the guy is volunteering. So just like the guy is not Mechuyev to, he wants to volunteer as an Ein and Mitzvah over here, so Lokuach, he can always volunteer. That's how the Netziv suggests. Lokuach, he can always volunteer. Available to Salvechik also, he didn't realize that the Netziv already said that, so he's re-mechadesh. The same thing. So in his Shurim, he also says like that. Lokuach is just that you're not mechuyev. If you don't want, you don't have to be mafrish. But if you're mafrish, it will certainly be chal min ha-Torah. So that's a machlek of Shimon and Rabbanim. Shimon has a gezeres hakasa b'nei Yisrael, below b'nei anochrim, that's just not chal. The Rabbanim don't hold from that gezeres hakasa. But Tosfos doesn't say like that. Tosfos seems to be assuming that Lokuach is not only that you're not mechuyev to be mafrish, you just can't be mafrish at all. So they yes, nu is doch Lokuach. So they say, no, there are different shitas about Lokuach. Tosfos doesn't quote all the shitas here, but if you look in Bab Metzia Daf Peches, here they refer you to Peres Daf Yiralev. They quote part of the story there. There's a bigger Tosfos in Bab Metzia Daf Peches, where the Gemara has the drasha. That's in Bob Metzia. So there the Tosfos has three opinions. When does the Ptur Lokuach apply? So one opinion is Lokuach only applies if I bought it after Meruach. The farmer already made Meruach. You need Havoah Shlish, then you have Meruach. If the farmer had Havoah Shlish and Meruach and became Mechuyev, and then he sells it to me, so then I'm not mechuyev to be mafresh to Mas Amasis. But here, the Nochri bought the field from the Yisrael when everything was still mechuvah lekarka, and he did the miruach on his own. So that's not called lokuach. That's one opinion in Tosfos. The p'tur of lokuach only applies bedafke, only applies if you buy the tour from the farmer after miruach. The other opinion in Tosfos is just the reverse. That's ridiculous. You buy it after miruach, and it already became tevel. How does this tevel disappear? How does it vanish into thin air? No. Lokuach is only if you bought it before Meruach, so at the time that you do Meruach, normally the Meruach makes the Chiyuv Trumas and Maestras, but here since it's Lokuach, so there's no Chiyuv Chal. And then Tosfos has a third opinion, the Rivom, I think, that Lokuach is Potter in both cases, in either case. Either if you bought it before the Meruach, or you bought it after, in either case it's a Ptur Lokuach. So this is a very fascinating Machlokes, three opinions. The Netziv and the Brisker Rabbah of the opinion Lokuach just means you're not mechuyev to be mafrish, but if you're mafrish, it's chal. Mafrish, it's chal. And then Tosfos assumes not so. Tosfos assumes Lokuach, even if you're mafrish, it's not chal. Not only a p'tur that you're not mechuyev to. The Nochri is not mechuyev either, but we're talking about as an Ein HaMitzvah is. So Tosfos Lokuach is a hafkor. It's Lokuach, it's not even chal. But the Tosfos quotes the three opinions, the three different opinions. One opinion, Lokuach, only patas if you bought a davka after Meruach. The other sheet, the Lokuach, only patas if you bought it before Meruach, so the Meruach is not Mechayvi. So you got to think about that. What exactly is the Machloikas? It's a Machloikas about the nature of the Yisr Tevel. There was a famous Machloikas, the Chazanish and the Biskirov, about the nature of the Yisr Tevel, about being Mafrish. Shuma on orange juice. So the Brisker Rav held that orange, you can be mafresh shuma on oranges. But once you squeeze out the juice, what are you going to be kurishem shuma on the juice? So the Gemara says, the mashkem ayotzim and azesim and anovim adinim kipri. So if you mafresh shuma and maestros on zesim and anovim, then you squeeze it out, you make wine and you make olive oil, it'll retain the kedushas shuma. But if you are mafresh truma samaisis on oranges, then you squeeze out the oranges, so the orange juice doesn't have a din of truma on it. It's zeh b'yalma. It doesn't have a shame pri. So the Brisker Rav held that if you had tevel of oranges, you had tevel. Then you squeeze it out and make orange juice, it's tevel. And it's impossible to be mafresh truma. If you'll be kur shem truma on the orange juice, it won't be chal. Because the Gemara says, amashkem ayetz men azeis manam is not chal. So the Brisker Rav held that that's how the Brisker Rav held that it's tevel and you can't be mafresh truma. So the Chazon Ish said, Mimon Amshach. And Eretz Yisrael, the common practice is like the Chazon Ish. On the Mashke Mayetzin, so the Chazon Ish said, Mimon Amshach. If you hold that it's impossible to be Mafresh Truma, so the Yisit Tevel should disappear. The whole Yisit Tevel is because it's Oymid LaHafrosh, you weren't yet Mafresh. And if you want to tell me that there is an Yisit Tevel, so you're assuming that it is possible to be Mafresh. We won't have the full Din of Truma, but it'll still have, to a certain extent, it'll have a Din of Truma. If it's impossible to be Mafresh, so it's impossible for it to retain an Yisit Tevel. And Rizkirov said, no, why? In order for the Yisit Tevel to be Chal, the Yisit Tevel is only Chal when there's a Chiv Hafrosh. But once the Yisit Tevel is Chal, it remains an Yisit Tevel, even if it's later on impossible to be Mafresh Truma and Maisis. So that has a lot to do with this Machlekes HaRishenim over here. When does Lokoch Pata, whether Lokoch Pata is Davke before Miruach, or Lokoch Pata is Davke after Miruach? Okay, we'll have to continue. Tomorrow, I mentioned, I have to go to meetings the whole day, so I won't be able to give Shir at all.